starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Let's go ahead and take a call from Rob, listening in Virginia. Hello, Rob.
How are you, gentlemen?
Fine. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I just wanted to relate what it was like. I'm 25 years old, and I was born and raised in New York City. And I went to New York City public school. And while attending public school, I was attending catechism to make my communion and then my confirmation. And the way I was raised was to ask questions and to explore different theories, if you will.
Sure.
And as I'm attending catechism, learning the theories behind creationism, when I personally believe that with creationism and through the evolution of however man may turn out, I believe that we're all going to become BM eaters on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'll tell you what. I appreciate so much what you've tried to share with us.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don't point your finger at me, woman. You're the one who parks them in front of the TV and makes them watch all them Muppets. They got frogs kissing pigs. What the hell did they think was going to happen?
We are not going to get anywhere by attacking each other. We have to do the sensible thing. We'll move to Berlin.
What?
Bobby will be accepted there. I read somewhere that Germans, they're very tolerant people. Their culture admires all kinds of freaks.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
Rachel, Mr. Sanders.
Oh, thank you.
And Kyle, thanks.
Kyle. Thank you again, Kyle. Who the hell is that?
Kyle.
Oh, I assume, but who the hell is it?
Kyle? Been our associate director for 3 months.
3 months? We should find out if he has any head writing experience.
I'll check.
What's with those two?
Peas in a pod.
President?
No, just friends, close friends.
Since when?
Ever since they were in that car accident 4 years ago. One of them can't get through a metal detector.
Which one?
Which one do you think?
How could I know which one? I don't even know who Kyle is.
Oh, Larry, don't worry about Kyle or who's full of metal or who isn't. Just concern yourself with the weight of your issue. Suzanne Summers tomorrow. Mm. Do you want her to bring the Pie Master?
I thought if the stage gravity would have taken over, but with my Buttmaster, I'm in better shape than ever.
The Buttmaster is a perfect tool to tone and shape your buttocks. I use it for myself and use all my clients.
The Buttmaster has been tested and proven at Ball State University to cause significant muscular contraction of the gluteus maximus muscle.
The Buttmaster is great. It does for your butt what the Thighmaster does for your thighs. What can I say? It works.
Bitch.
Because she got a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it.
Ferocious, aren't I?
I think of ass. Woman's ass. Something comes out of it.
Gracious.
You all need to listen to your lady. You need to say to her, baby, what is it that you want? Or, do you want to do it in the butt? No? Okay, well, let's move on to something else.
Oh, baby.
Oh,
break me off a piece of that.
Oh.
The redhead? Doable. Puny. I like them big. Ooh, I hate muscles. You know, I don't really care either way.
Oh, just as long as this you-know-what isn't crooked. I really hate that.
What?
Shh. Don't scare her.
What? What's wrong?
Cher's saving herself for Luke Perry.
Cher, you're a virgin?
Oh, you say it like it's a bad thing.
Besides, the PC term is hymenally challenged.
I'm over here now.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow or block party. The New York Post, sorry about that slip up there. I have no idea how that happened, but it won't happen again. And that's your news.
Hi, Dynamite. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
There they go. A couple of guys who are not at the meeting upstairs, but I understand their presence was sorely missed a few moments ago.
Oh, no. What were they doing there?
They weren't there. We could have used their organization.
Where were they? Well, they were in my car.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Swell Meeting, and all the ships at sea. Number 16 and 22, it's time to unmask. Oh, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this
Tuesday,
April 22th.
Right.
And here's your phone number from anywhere in the United States. 877-365-3636. Canada.
Hooray, huzzah!
800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Well, howdy, Buzz.
Hi.
Let me just say to everybody...
Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome.
Right.
Welcome. Someone call for a doctor.
Welcome.
Right.
Someone call for a doctor.
Welcome.
Well, he slipped an extra one in on me there.
Welcome.
All right, welcome. Hi, listen, before we get to Mr. Personality, and I'm not talking about myself or Mike or Buzz or Rob, the TV show, of which I'm afraid I was wrong about. Yeah. They got me hook, line, and sinker.
Really?
Am I going to have to put it in my TiVo?
I'm afraid so.
Wow.
Yeah, Monica's on it.
Apparently.
Yeah, they don't give her a lot to say, and boy, is she gigantic. Anyway, they suckered me in with the Mr. Personality. I'm afraid we have to watch it. I got that. I got my wife back from her cruise.
Good.
Got a lunch today with one of the Muckety Mucks. Want to tell you about.
Wearing your tie.
Yeah. Not for that, for another reason. But, yeah, it's funny how it works out that I got other stuff. But when I went to lunch with the Muckety Muck, I didn't wear the jacket. Just
very disconcerting coming into the office and seeing you giving yourself the Brian Keith face rub. Which I walked
in. I did not know.
Don didn't even hear me come in.
Wow. I didn't know.
And I walked into the office, and Don had his face in his hands, giving himself the little above the eye, you know, the eyebrow massage.
The headache thing.
Yeah. It looked like he'd had a lot of damage.
And I don't have a headache.
And he moved on because when I got to work, he was pressing a small toy football to his head. Almost like it was an ice pack.
Yeah.
Long day today.
Yeah, already.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it started this morning at home, but that's for another time, another show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus. I've had a day today.
Wow.
Just let me say that. I've had... It's not necessarily a bad day, just all the moons, and I'm not a big believer in astrology, but I'm pretty sure if I read minds of Emma Virgo, it would say you're effed. That, you know, today would be a good day to kill yourself.
Oh, dear. No matter how bad your day is, I'm at some point on the show today, I'm going to share something with you that's going to cheer you up.
Huh.
Something's going to make you smile. Something's going to make you happy.
Okay. Well... we might be calling for that momentarily.
You probably know what it is, don't you?
Did you weigh yourself?
Yes, I did.
Oh. Save it, Mike.
Okay.
Save it. So, I won't even bother you with it, but the jolly thing with my wife again.
Oh, no.
You know,
already?
I mean, yeah, already.
She's only been back 12
hours.
She told me.
That you weren't jolly?
No. Here's the deal. Last night, she told me this morning. She arrived back from the vacation with her sister right after our lengthy vacation last night, and she said that as she was driving down the road to our house, she got hot flashes, and that she immediately knew that she was getting tense because she was going to be entering the house.
Wow.
But because of the negativity in our house, which is brought on by me, by me.
She could feel it blocks away.
Wow. Anyway, we went through that exercise this morning. The jolly directive.
Did you get another jolly directive?
Well, we discussed the jolly directive, and we discussed the fact that I'm not achieving the goals that have been set in the jolly directive, and how I can possibly achieve the jolly directive goals. And we pretty much have decided the only way for me to achieve the jolly directive goals would be to cut off all ties with the radio business.
Wow.
Because, you know, yeah, she said...
I've been there.
She said when we were on vacation,
uh-huh,
you were great, but as soon as you get back to work and you got all these people at work that are pissing you off, you're not jolly. And anyway, that's for another day. I'll share that with you another day, because it's not as serious as I'm making it out.
Okay.
It's just the jimmies. It's just the...
You mean the chocolate sprinkles you put on ice cream?
The jimmies on the Sunday that was my day.
Just something else.
I know it's Tuesday, but I mean Sunday, like if you had an ice cream Sunday.
Right.
Those were just the jimmies. That was really... nothing. And I go through this with Frida once every 6 months.
Right.
Where she tells me what I'm doing wrong, and I say, okay, you know, I'll do better, and then I just keep doing what I'm doing.
Performance radio. And, you're in different spaces when she's on a cruise, and, we're kind of right at the... This is really the hump time of our year. This is when we're putting everything together.
So anyway, that's how the day started. And that was really, I wouldn't be coming in here talking about that, except it's just a prelude, mm-hmm, to then I had the meeting with Michael Hughes, and his issue, among other things, was commercials and the times that they're played on the show. And then I understand that he went up and just had a meeting with all of these other disc jockeys, all the board operators here at the station, and told them how important it is to play the commercials on time, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then said that he had a meeting with me, which is true. We had lunch before the show, and that I have agreed to take the stop breaks at the time that he has requested, which, of course, I didn't
agree to that.
He's making up that conversation.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I believe what I said to him was, we'll continue to work to get the spots in when you want them.
Right.
And he took that. He went at this meeting and just said, not to mention the fact that I'm getting this from all kinds of people that were at the meeting.
Right.
I had a lunch with Don today, and Don's behind this 100%. Well, no, anyone who's listening, I'm not behind this 100%. I am for freeform radio. I wish that we didn't have to play the commercials at all. I wish we could just do, you know, however it works out, a four-hour show. It was like 3 hours of real show, an hour of commercials.
If we didn't play the commercials at all, I'd be disappointing a whole bunch of people.
I would rather just do the show and then play all the commercials at the very end.
There you go.
Yeah, nobody listened to them. That's the whole idea, though.
Well, you know, tough ass. But
you know what? What they ought to do is they ought to go the route of television. And what television is moving to now with the advent of systems like TiVo,
mm-hmm,
and television is moving in the direction of brought to you by, you know, these such and such sponsored, and you pay that premium dollar. You know, this portion is brought to you by that type of thing.
We've run that past them. That's been another idea.
I mean, it can happen.
We'll actually give some company sponsorship of the show. Not make it the Don and Mike show. For instance, make it the Miller Beer Don and Mike show.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, another idea that I tossed out that's just gone by the way.
Yeah, but you got to also take into account bathroom breaks. Yeah.
So, well, Mike, we could do like Liddy used to. We could just go
number one in a bucket here in the studio in front of all of you people.
So let me see. I got the thing with my wife, which is really no big deal. Then I go to lunch with the other guy, which is really no big deal. And then I get the call from Tim Sabian, who is the program director of our Philadelphia station,
WYSP.
Right. I'm the high commander. I know what's best for everything.
Okay. There he is.
Now, this is a guy who spoke, the last time he spoke to me, I believe, was 3 months ago
mm-hmm.
when the ratings came out 3 months ago.
Okay.
That's the amount of contact I've had with this guy. And Tim's basically a pretty decent guy.
Yes.
Well, in a nutshell, I'll tell you the conversation I had with Tim today. It was a bad ratings day in Philadelphia for WYSP.
Oh, here.
The ratings for WYSP were down everywhere. Everybody was down.
Hmm.
And our show was down.
Mm-hmm.
It went from a 3.2 to a 2.3.
Mm-hmm.
And while that's not great news, generally the reaction, at least in my history in radio, is if you're the program director and you're telling the disc jockey, oh, it's a bad ratings book, what you do is you say, well, you had a bad book, but, you know, you bounce back next time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the things we've done on this show, we give them to you, good and bad.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to give the good ones and share that kind of joy, you share the ones that are down, and this one in Philadelphia was down, and it's and we're not happy about it.
So when we were on in the midday shift in Philly, mm-hmm. our ratings went up, I think, to two books in a row.
Yeah.
Then they moved us to the afternoon shift,
mm-hmm.
and this is just the beginning of the plan to get rid of us on WYSP,
mm-hmm.
where we signed the contract that said, okay, we'll put you on in afternoons, but if you're not number one, 18 to 49, we have the right to fire you. So that was the last ratings book,
mm-hmm.
and those ratings came out, and the good people of Philadelphia did reward us with the number one ratings, meaning that WYSP had to pick up the rest of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
They got to run the show until next September.
That's it.
So it's a bad book.
Yeah.
3-2 to 2-3. That sucks. I'm not happy about it. It happens.
Damn.
You know, I'm not. Everybody's saying to me, oh, gee, do you think it was the war? Do you think the KYW went up, the news station? What was it? No, I don't know. It's a bad ratings book. Maybe we suck. Maybe the station sucks. Maybe people just decide they don't like listening to this kind of radio. Or maybe it was just one of those statistical things that happens.
Yeah. Right. You never know.
Here's the point.
We've been doing this for a long time. We've had great ones.
We've had good ones.
We've had bad ones.
Here's the point. You don't know until the next one comes out,
mm-hmm.
which is another 3 months.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, we're in the beginning of that one right now.
Mm-hmm.
So generally, as a program director, what you do to a disc jockey, what you say, disc jockey's had a bad book, is you say, bad ratings book. You got to really suck it up. You know, you do all that crap like give us 110% and we'll come back. And in the spring book, we'll knock them on their ass.
And then if you don't knock them on their ass, then you can them.
Right. Right. So, here's the response I got from...
That's true. That's the way it works.
From Tim today. He calls me up and he says, Geronimo. I say, yes. He says, Sabian. So right away I know, you know, we had a bad book.
Mm-hmm.
I say, yeah, Tim, you got the numbers? And he says, yeah. Let me read them to you. And he makes a point of not saying Don and Mike Show, just says WYSP.
Uh-huh.
WYSP, 3-7, 3-2 to 2-3. I went, okay. Mm-hmm. He goes through all the demos. I mean, we're down in all demographics.
Oh.
You know, men 25-54 is like 6-1 to 4-9. Adults 25-54, 4-9 to 4-1. Everyone that he gave me was down.
Yeah.
And I said, well, we've had bad books before, Tim. You just gotta, you know, bounce back. He said, but what are we gonna do about it? I said, well, there is no, there is no magic bean to plant in the ground. You just have to say, we're gonna try harder. I said, we're gonna continue trying to do the best possible show that we can.
Of course.
And, we've made an adjustment here. So that the show is more balanced, meaning that the segments are all pretty
right.
much the same length. So the end of the show isn't all junked up with commercials, and we have time for the news. And he said, but Don, this is the worst ratings book in the history of WYSP. Now, I will take my fair share on behalf of Mike and everybody
mm-hmm.
for our part in this.
We accept the responsibility.
We went from a 2.9 to a 2.3.
It comes with the territory.
But it ain't like the rest of the station is on fire, okay? And I don't mean that in a good way when I say on fire. I do mean it in a good way. It's
right.
not like the rest of the station's going through the roof and the people in Philadelphia are just saying, wow, Don and Mike stink, we got to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, this Tim guy, he drives me nuts. Because I'm on a cell phone with him, and he's saying, what are we going to do? I said, Well, we stay the course, and, you know, we kick ass. We've had bad books before. We come back. You never make a decision based on one book. I said, and besides, you know, I keep mentioning this, you're contractually obligated to run the show until September.
Remember? Well, that's one way. When he brought us in the first place, he right. said, you got to hit this number one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did. Yeah. And we thank the good people of Philadelphia that supported this show, and now he wants us to, what's he want us to do?
Well, I'm going to get to that. Mm. And you know it, but Buzz and everybody else listening doesn't know it. This is what I found so very interesting. He said, one of the things he said was, Todd, he's very manic. Tim's very manic. Yeah. He said, WYSP, it won't work with talk and music and talk and music. And I said, it worked the last book with talk and music and talk and music.
Uh-huh.
It's a bad book. It's a bad ratings book. It happened.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but I don't know what I'm going to say to my bosses about this.
Oh.
You know, now this is not something that a program director says to the disc jockey, right?
Right.
And I said, well, you tell them it was a bad book, and I promise you, if we suck in the spring book and the summer book, well, when September comes, you have the contractual option to fire us.
Yeah, and at that point, we say, you know, hey, what the hey, and, you know, but, you know, frankly, that's not going
to
happen.
Right, and I'm not saying to him what I really want to say to him, which is, you know, you could come on with your same stack of Metallica and Ozzy records and Guns N' Roses, and it probably still would have been a bad book for YSP, based on whatever the circumstances were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the whole station got clobbered.
Well, and statistically, overwhelmingly, the odds are on your side with that point of view, because that's really what happens.
But,
you know, but he doesn't.
Here's the thing. Throughout this whole thing, I'm trying to say to Tim, I'm going to take responsibility for our show.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not focus on the whole station. Let's just focus on the 4 hours a day that we're on. Went from a 3-2 to a 2-3. Wow, that's not good. That's bad. I'm embarrassed by that. We'll work harder. We'll do everything we can, because then at least, you know, if September comes and the ratings are not there, at least we know we gave it our best shot.
Right.
And bottom line, here's what the dude wants. Now, he did not come out and say this.
You read between the lines?
Yes, but he intimated that, well, first off, let's be honest. He's never been behind our show.
I've never gotten that feeling, and I've in the meetings that I've sat in there, I have gotten a distinct feeling that he's not supporting us.
We've been in with the salespeople, and the salespeople have said, we don't care if you have no ratings, because you have a unique show that we can sell. But the bottom line is, we got to get ratings, and we had a bad ratings book. And please don't read this any other way than just, I'm telling you the truth, we had a bad book, we own up to it, okay? But Tim, it's not my fault that your nighttime show has a bad rating, which he threw in.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that has to do with me. And, you know, he's intimating it's because of the lead-in.
Right.
Right?
Now, oh, wow. Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me, based on my conversations with him, that he would want to do that. Because,
well,
really, he's the one that's responsible for, yeah, we'll keep you on if you make this number.
Right.
If you hit this rating, we'll stay. Right from the beginning, he was like, yeah, I'll put you on, but you got to do this.
And see, what he did last September was he signed us to a contract with a goal that he didn't think we could reach.
I think that's what happened. Yeah.
So we reached it, and now he's stuck with us through September. And I finally, after, I swear to Christ, I'm on the phone with the guy for 30 minutes today, where he's just saying over and over, what are we going to do? This is the worst ratings book in the history of WYSP.
I guarantee you he didn't do that with any other person on that radio station.
I know he didn't call.
God damn it.
You know he didn't call Howard. You know he's not calling Cousin Ed. You know he's not calling Matt and Huggy or any of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
He just calls me. So then I finally said to him, I'm reading between the lines, and I'm guessing that you want us to quit. And he said, well,
ooh,
I'm thinking about your legacy.
Oh, F you.
Hold on. This is the true story.
Oh, man.
And I said, Tim, now, let me think carefully about what I'm going to say before I say this to you. I care, but I don't care. Now, here's what I mean. Mike and I have a nice, big, 5-year guaranteed contract here with WJFK. The thing in Philly, it's
It's nice money. We love Philadelphia, and WYSP is a great radio station. If we F it up, if we get bad ratings and the station fires us, we'll deal with it, but it won't be the end of the world. Now, what would be the end of the world would be quitting. I said, so basically you're talking about four books, four ratings books. That's what he's obligated to run the show through. The first one was good. Mm-hmm. That was the number one book. The second book was not very good. Mm-hmm. I said, if this is like a Super Bowl, I said, can you imagine a team that's like, they win the first quarter, they're leading 14-0. The other team comes back and it's 28-14 at halftime. And then they come on and they say, well, the score is the Ravens 28, the Giants 14. The Giants have announced they're not coming out to play the second half. No, it's exactly what it is. Yeah. We're not quitters. And we're not lying to our audience. The ratings were not good. Mm-hmm. But we're not quitting. We're not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, I want the people of Philadelphia to know. This guy wants us out. He wants us out of WYSP. And I'll tell you exactly why he wants us out. Because this is a problem we've had with a lot of stations that get into this format. The more shows you get like this and like Howard's, the less really there is for a program director to do. Hence the fact that here at WJFK, we don't have a program director.
Mm-hmm.
But the stations do it fine.
Yeah.
So, Tim can make himself more important if he takes us off and plays records. Right. And of course, it's the safer bet. Since he can research the records and make sure that they're the records that all the other stations are playing.
Right.
And blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, friggin' blah. We're on. We're gonna be on until September.
We're not quitting.
If we suck, you can fire us in September.
And you know what? Fine. But I'll tell you right now.
Tell the audience.
He really thought that we... What did he think? What did he think? That we were going to go, yeah, our legacy... What, our legacy as quitters?
Right.
Quitters?
If our legacy in Philadelphia is going to be that the people of Philly didn't like us, it's going to be the legacy, Tim, that you're so concerned about, is going to be the legacy that we had 1 year, four books. Actually, not four books. Not even four entire books. An Afternoon Drive. That will be our legacy. But our legacy is not going to be that you have the biggest knee-jerk reaction that I ever, in 30 years of radio, have ever heard a program director have. Ever. And I've been at stations with guys where the station, I'm not kidding, has gone from a 15 share to a 2 share. Those guys didn't have the knee-jerk reaction today that our Philadelphia program director had.
Wow. Yeah.
So,
you know, I'll tell you,
we are not spinning this. We are telling you the truth. And we're telling the good people of Philadelphia.
Oh, boy. I mean, I'm going to say it right now. This is, you know, really, and
if you like,
this is personal now. This is a quest.
If you like this show, you've got to listen, and you've got to get your friends to listen, and we've only got about 6 months. Because if the ratings don't go up, trust me, in September, Tim will fire us, and Tim will play Metallica and Queensryche and all the other stuff that he's sure will pull him like a 2-share, which incidentally is more than our share, even our bad 2.3-share is more than that right now.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how you slice it, even with the bad ratings that we have on YSP, the salespeople, they're all still behind it.
Well, and also,
they say they can go out on the street and say, we have a product that's unduplicated in the market. We give you a great time spent listening, and it's one-of-a-kind programming. Tim, memo from Don to Tim. Bad ratings books happen. One ratings book, standalone, you do not make changes off of, especially 10 minutes after you've received the data on the computer. Two, if you really want me to understand what's happening, send me the monthly trends so that I can see how the show is trending every month. Don't call me once every 3 months to either say you guys did great or you guys suck. And three, we ain't quitting. We just
no effing way.
Ain't quitting. We like WYSP. We like Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. We've been through bad books before.
We've been honest with our audience before when our ratings stink. Our ratings in Philadelphia stink. I guess a 2-3 is not good. I would imagine we're in the top 15. That's not good. We'd like to be in the top 5. Hell, we'd like to be number 1. But this guy, Tim, has this wish for the station to go back the way it was. Where it's Howard, you know, but it's okay to have talk in the morning, but not talk in the afternoon. And then records.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, we're being laid out as the scapegoats on this. The scapegoats on this. Give me out scapegoats. That's like scapegoats.
And there's only one way, and only one way. And, you know, I don't want to sound negative, and I don't want to sound defeatist. But even with good ratings, and I mean good ratings, even if the ratings go up and up and up by the month, continue to go up. I know how the guy feels.
We got to
slam it. We got to make it. So I mean, really, in all seriousness, that they're not going to be able to make a move. And in order to do that, you have to be what you just mentioned. It has to be top five. If it's not top five, then F it. I mean, I guarantee you, we could have an up month every single month right up until September. And it, you know,
and especially after
even
today,
top five, he'd say, well, yeah. I mean, he did that when we had success.
Because I guarantee that even the fact that I'm discussing this now is not going over real big.
Tough tea.
You know, and I'm going to bring up the skateboarders. He loved the fact that the skateboarders kissed his ass, and we treat him like every other dumbass program director that we've ever worked
for. Absolutely.
And I think Tim is a bright guy and a friend of mine and a guy who I'd worked with 25 years ago at one of the greatest radio stations ever, WLS. And this is what blows my mind about Tim. Tim's not this dumb, but for whatever reason, in this era of consolidation, of Tim's got a group manager now and another guy who's watching his back. Tim's worried about getting canned.
Yeah.
Tim's looking, oh my God, we got a bad book. I got to do something right away. Well, I'll call Don, and maybe if I get him to quit, I can go back to playing the same box of records that I played before. Tim, it ain't gonna happen. You're stuck with us. Until September. This is going to be the only time we bring this up. This is going to be the only time we bitch about this. And we're not even bitching about the fact that we have bad ratings. We're bitching about the fact that the representative from the management of this station, rather than just call and say, well, bad book, you know, hope you do better, tried to get us to quit for our legacy. A legacy.
You know what? Remember this day, everybody. Remember this. You know, everybody in Philadelphia, remember this day.
Please.
We've had the. You know what? I remember a day, I don't know how many years ago it was, in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
when we had a bad book. It was number 14. We were number 14 in the market.
It was a fluke.
And I remember that. And I remember that vividly. And we always talk about that because in a very short period of time, and that's the way this business works, that 14 went to number one.
Well, I want people to know, the people in Philadelphia got to know, if you do like this show, you better start listening. You better get your friends to start listening. Because we're under the eight ball. They're not, when we go there next Friday, trust me, they're not going to be rolling out the red carpet for us. Okay? Tim's not going to be standing there wanting to take us out to lunch this Friday when we go up to Philly, or May 2nd. He's not going to want to. But we're still going to Philly on Friday. Because we still want to get big ratings up there.
Absolutely. And you know what? For one reason. For our legacy.
Yeah, for our legacy.
That's what we want our legacy to be
what
up there.
What BS? I'm concerned about your legacy.
Now, you know what? We had a similar appeal to the people of Philadelphia when we came out and we told it like it was.
Mm-hmm.
That they actually had a contract written for us that said, you have to hit this number or else you're out. And you know what? We talked about it, and they did it for us in Philadelphia, and I have full confidence they're going to do it for us again in Philadelphia. And you know what? I can tell, as you can tell, by the response we get when we go up there, by the people on the phones.
Well, I got this is just, it's going to be self-serving. We have nothing but people on the telephone from Philadelphia.
Well,
think.
I'll tell you why.
They like the show.
But can I tell you, really, that there's a reason for that, and there's a reason it's happened so quickly. You feel it. I feel it. It's working. And you know what? Boy, to try to get us to just say, yeah, okay, okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, you know.
No
yeah,
effing way.
Yeah,
I love it up there. I love that city.
We had a bad book. We quit. God. Goddamn. No way. No freaking way. You do a better job. you do a better job of promoting the show. Try for the next 6 months to do the best possible job you can, and I promise we'll try to do the best possible job we can, and if in 6 months we suck, well then you are fully within your contractual right to fire our ass. But until then, you're stuck with us, buddy. And oh yes, P.S. Postscript. I'm going to play whatever bumper music I want. I'm tired of playing F that I don't like to appease you. That's one great lesson I learned from WNEW, was tailoring things for another market. We'll do the show the way we've done it. The way we do it is to play bad 70s records. That's our music. That's the age focus of the people that we want listening to our show. It's not my fault that we're on your station, but you don't play the music that we play in our bumpers. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all.
And again, as long as we're on the topic of bumper music, which is something Tim's had a giant thumb up my butt about for the last 7 months. You know, when I turn on Howard's show, I guess, do you hotline Howard when he plays Busta Rhymes coming out of a commercial? What about when he plays Grease Lightning? Oh, that's right. Howard's not accessible like I am. You can't just call up the phone and yell at Howard. Why don't you ask Howard to quit? Please.
Ridiculous.
You dope. We suck in Philadelphia. Okay? Let's be fair about that.
You're going to hear on this show, and for anybody that ever says, hey, you only talk about the ratings when they're good. Goddamn wrong.
No,
we talk about them when they're good. We talk about them when they're bad.
We suck.
And I'll tell you why we talk about them when they're bad, too. Because you know what? Because we have lots of these stories. Lots of these stories over 19 years when they started out in the Esser and then they come back to number one.
And this is not like WNEW. This is not like that. We don't have the negative forces. Christ, at NEW, we would have sold our left nuts to get a 2.3 share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not like we've fallen off the face of the earth. You know what it is, Tim? It's a bad book.
But I'll tell you something.
It's a bad book. It happens.
It is motivation.
You must be like Frank.
It is motivation. And man, I now, because you know what? As Don said before, you know, we're going to do fine no matter what. Mm-hmm. We are going to do fine. And you know what? The WYSP issue is not something that really is putting the food on our table. What does that is the contract we have here in Washington, D.C. That's a fact. That's the way it is. The fact of the matter is, though, we take a tremendous amount of pride in WYSP being on up there.
It's our biggest affiliate. It's our biggest market.
Being successful up there. And, you know, from the people we have come in contact with up there, I want to win for them, too.
And memo to Tim, when you're calling a disc jockey to say they had a bad book, generally it works the other way around. I'm on the phone having to give him the freaking pep talk. Right? I'm the guy on the phone saying, we can turn this around, Tim.
I've never been in a meeting with him where I didn't feel that way.
He was saying to me, here's the one question I get over and over. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Oh. And finally, I just said, I don't have an answer. And I'm not being flip with you. But the answer that I have is to continue to do the show that we know gets great results. To not junk it up at the end with all the commercials, which I'm agreed to. We're not going to do that. And then, if we suck, we suck. But we got to have it. We're going to play the whole game. We ain't quitting halfway through because we had a bad book. And I'd also like to point out, we weren't the only ones that had a bad book.
Right.
Okay? Stage had a bad book. And it happens.
And as I always pledge to listeners, when this happens, whenever this happens, and I do this just because it's what I do. More sex.
Yeah, you guys got to help us out with that.
Yeah.
And then when I spoke to Tim, this was the last thing I heard on his end of the phone.
Playing a little Russian roulette. Just deciding which chamber it's in.
He's probably very pissed today that I've talked about this today. Tim, I wouldn't, and this is probably going to be the only way we speak now, to you on the radio. And you to me via email. Oh, and Tim, incidentally, this whole thing, you know, that when you're sending me the emails now that you have a group manager and you carbon copy him, like with the emails that you send me, would you like me to write back to him and tell him all the times that you haven't written to me? It's like now that he's got a new boss over him,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden he's like, write me, dear Don, you will be coming to Philadelphia this Friday. Can I do anything to help you out? Do you need giveaways? Do you need... Meanwhile, a month and a half ago, we're calling them every day saying, can you get us Metallica tickets?
Right.
No, get your own.
Mm-hmm.
That was the answer.
Right.
Get your own. Get your own. Tim, if you would have handled this with just a cesson of integrity today, I wouldn't do this. But I got to do it. I got to tell everybody what happened. You're a pussy and you wanted us to quit. And we're not quitting. And you can't fire us. So, that's it. End of discussion. Our ratings are a 2.3 in Philadelphia, down from a 3.2.
We will let you know, Philadelphia, exactly what's happening and how we are progressing. And for those of you that have listened to the show for a good long time and have supported us up in Philadelphia, let's enjoy the ride because we're going to let you know how it's going. And it's, you know, we're all in this together and it's great. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy this now. After all these years of doing this, Don and I are still incredibly motivated after being in this business for a long time because we both are competitive, winning people. And I'll tell you, it is fun for me to get into this.
Who would ever think? It's not the fact that the other radio stations have laid down the gauntlets.
Right.
It's our program director.
This shakes it up. This shakes it up.
Yeah.
Jesus. This is like, you know, I like this because, I mean, I like a good old-fashioned challenge.
The quote from Tim Sabian, Tuesday, April 22nd. What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
You'll see.
Christ.
We'll show you what we're going to do.
You ever had a bad book before, pal? How long have you been in the radio business? Jesus Christ. Do you wet your pants like this every time you get a bad ratings book? Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. I look forward to that meeting next Friday. That'll be a good lunch. You know, we're not going to do the contest there because we do have all these people from Philly. I like to talk to them.
Tell you, we get into the top five in Philadelphia prior to September. I just like to leave a biscuit somewhere.
We got to find out where we are.
I swear to God, I'd like to leave a big biscuit.
We got to find out where we are rank wise. We might not even be in the top 15. Mm. We might be like number 18 or something like that.
No, we'd probably be up. We'd probably be in the top 15.
But regardless,
we'll find out.
Mm. You know, listen. The way to handle that is just like I said. You just called the dish. It wasn't good. Well, we'll get him next time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, call me with this.
Well, you know what?
This
really,
defeatist stuff.
But really, you know where it comes from. It comes from the attitude that he has had about this show for the entire time we've been on here in Washington. This predates skateboarders.
Yeah, I know. I know.
This is the attitude, and you know, it makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense.
So anyway, that's what we're dealing with Philadelphia. Mm. And we'd appreciate your support because we'd like to stay on in Philadelphia.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll be on until September. If we stay on past September, it's up to you. You know, in some ways, it's like American Idol. Except it's not as easy as just picking up the telephone and voting for us.
Right.
You gotta,
absolutely.
You got to do the whole ratings thing, but we can do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for allowing me this time to set the record straight.
I feel strangely exhilarated.
Yes.
Step into my office.
What?
Because you're freaking fired.
It's another part of the day you're having.
That was it, Buzz. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the thing with my wife today,
right,
which is normal.
Combination.
And it wasn't the meeting with the muckety muck, which was normal. It was just, I get done with him, and then it's Tim on the phone. Right. And it's, you know,
but isn't it great to come in here at 3 o'clock and get your little hit of oxygen?
Sure is.
Isn't it really?
Sure is.
Man, I feel so much better than I did an hour ago.
Okay, we got a break, everybody. We'll talk just a little more about this, then we'll move on. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their princess in around 6 months or so. If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You're reinstated for free.
The Don and Mike Show. Most all gays listen. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. What rock classic are you playing right now?
One that fits with the mood of the show.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of playing goddamn angry music. by angry musicians who have no reason to be angry.
Well said.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Buzz pulled up the horoscope today.
Thought you'd like to know.
Virgo.
Is that you?
Yeah. You thought you had everything mapped out for the next few days, but the universe has something completely different in mind for you.
Mm.
All bets are off when the distinction between opponents becomes meaningless.
Ah, very good.
Now that we've read horoscopes, you want me to call Gladys for you?
No. Okay. And,
can you read mine?
He didn't pull yours.
Oh, thanks, Gladys.
But I will. Why'd you give me Libra?
I didn't mean to.
No, anyway. You did. You gave me Virgo and Libra.
I mistyped it. Well, my mistake.
Do you know what mine is, Buzz?
I'll look it up.
Cancer. Panther. Let's see. Fantastical. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I just want to give a reason, or maybe at least a possibility as to why the ratings might be a little bit lower here in the Philly area.
Oh, they're a lot lower. But anyway, sure.
Well, I think a big part of it might be because it's playoff time and the Flyers and Sixers are both in the playoffs right now, and maybe people want to get home and catch the pregame.
I don't want to get into that. There are a million excuses that you could make. You could say that. You could say you could say the war. You could say that it was a ratings book that was highly urban. I don't know.
What you can say is it happens, and you have to deal with it, and you bounce back.
I'm just not into making up any excuses for it. All I'm saying is, it sucks what this guy was trying to do today.
But yeah. You know, without really coming out and telling you, you know, I think you should, which is, you know, and I was talking about styles of management around here in the past where, you know, people aren't going to come out and directly tell you
no
what they want. No, that would require balls.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Balls.
Balls.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, howdy.
How you doing?
Are you from Philly?
I'm from Philly.
Congratulations, you're one of the 2.3.
I was just calling to let you guys know, if YSP takes you off, I'm boycotting the station forever. And finally, we have a good afternoon show going here, and then they're going to do this to us.
Well, you know what? We got a long way to go before that happens, and we are going to have a very good spring and a very good summer, and we know the people of Philadelphia are behind this show. And you know what? I'm looking forward to this challenge. I really am.
I tell you one thing that we have going in our favor, which I'm grateful for sometimes, and I forget to thank them, are HPJLs, our high-powered Jewish lawyers.
Very good.
Who have written us a contract.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
That is a beautiful thing.
It is.
It is a beautiful thing. And besides the contract.
Beautiful thing from a beautiful mind.
We're not quitters.
That's
right. We're just not.
And you know what? And I wasn't there. And sometimes, you know, when I when I ride along with you on the horse, you know, I get a little concerned because I wasn't there for the meeting, and I, you know, I trust you on.
It
on
wasn't
this.
A meeting. It was a phone call.
I'm so mad. And in fact, I might even be madder than you are about this, because I really, it's such a challenge. It is such a lack of faith. And man, I want to shove it where we need to shove it. And man, I'm motivated. I really am.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
And like I said to Mike today, when I was recapping this to Mike on the phone, I called Mike as soon as I got off with Tim. I said, listen, if we're going down, we're going to go down in flames. And we're not going to do anything stupid like a dumb sex in the church stunt.
Mm-mm.
We're not going to do, and we're really not going to continue with this past this discussion we're right, having right now in this break.
Right.
It's just the audience needs to know.
Mm-hmm.
That the program director at our Philadelphia station has no confidence in us. He is intimating that the station is falling apart because of us.
Mm-hmm.
TFB, you can't fire us. And we're just going to be honest with our audience.
And also prove him wrong.
And that's something that I know he couldn't expect. We would just come on today and say, we have a 2.3 share. We ain't happy about it, but that's a fact.
Well, the fact is that this is an exciting challenge, and I'm looking forward to turning this around. And you know, even though one book, you never talk about turning it around, because you don't count one book, but
no,
I guess he does.
Because even if the next book, see, when you've been in the business like me and Mike, if the next book was great,
mm-hmm.
we'd go, oh, well, we got to wait till the next one comes out.
Right, exactly.
Because you don't, just like you don't jump up on the roof and start spitting at people and throwing stuff at them, whatever you do to celebrate when you're number one. Conversely, when you have a 2.3, you don't jump on the roof and jump off to kill yourself.
Now, if the ratings continue to slide in Philadelphia, listen every couple of months because you'll hear our appeals become more and more desperate.
Hello. Yeah, you're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to tell you, YSP sucked long before you guys even got there, man. You can basically just every day... They play the same songs every day.
I don't want to trash the station because it's a good station. I'm just trashing the ballless PD, the G.I. Joe, the Ken PD. You ever pull down a G.I. Joe's pants? You know, there's just plastic there?
Mm-hmm. Smooth.
Yeah, that's all that's there, just smooth. Mm-hmm. Real smooth.
I want to prove the powers that be wrong.
Yeah. We got to fight the power.
Right.
Hello.
Power.
Dynamite Show. Hey.
Yes, this is John.
Yes, hi, John.
Yes, I'm just calling because I don't see any reason for him to be getting on you, because I think you're the best on there.
Well, thank you. You know, there is a percentage, 2.3% of people, mm-hmm. who do like the show and admit to the Arbitron ratings that they listen every day.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's a bad book. I mean, if we have two or three, I said to Tim myself.
We did this in D.C., though. It's important to point out that we did this when we had a slide in Washington. We came out and we talked about it, and you know what?
I said to Tim, if we suck two more books from now, you should fire us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because that's when you know. If you have three awful books that go down almost a point,
you know
each
it's not,
time.
You know it's not a fit.
Right. But you don't make these decisions. When you get the ratings at 11:20 and you call the disc jockey at 11:30,
mm-hmm.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? You got a contract, but I got people I got to answer to.
Mm-hmm.
I said to him, what do you tell those people? That if our ratings don't get better, you'll fire us when you can. You dummy. Jesus Christ. Hello. They're really behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Day baseball.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey. Sounds like Lee Ilya.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, stop comparing yourself to Howard, man. You guys suck.
Are you calling from Philadelphia?
Oh, he's hung up now.
Of course he was, though. He was. I see from the caller ID he was. And how have we compared ourselves to Howard? Oh, except the fact that we're both syndicated.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Gotcha. But thank you. Either way, that's a call from Philadelphia.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
I'm one of the 2.3 from Philly.
Thanks.
Listen to 94 WISP. You know, I'm not going to kiss your guys' ass, but you're nice, you know.
Nice.
I enjoy the show, and as far as Tim's concerned, I think he can see you guys see you in Toledo, right?
I think, you know, the one thing I would say to people like you that we're looking for is the way you, you know, make anything successful, word of mouth. And spread the word if you happen to be inclined to share it. You know, a lot of times when people enjoy a show, a TV show,
it's got
to
be like athlete's foot.
You know, do what we do when we see something we like. Talk about it.
You know, remember yesterday I was telling you how TiVo doesn't even advertise anymore?
Right.
Because so many people talk about TiVo.
Right.
Well, it's time to start this in Philadelphia because I'm telling you, this program director, he wants to fire us. And I think Mike was probably right. Even if we were number 112 plus,
it's still going to be a question mark. And I don't want to.
That'd be one hell of a negotiation.
Yeah,
because he'll still want to fire us.
Oh, we could be number one. I believe. I mean, as silly as that sounds, I really do believe that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, I'm part of the 2.3 in Philadelphia.
Thank you.
You guys are great. I listen to you all the time. Everybody I know listens to you all the time. I'll talk up the show.
Good.
And I guess this PD in Philadelphia has decided to take his career in the same direction as the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah, amen, my friend. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, Buzz.
Howdy.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to say, I'm part of the 2.3.
Thanks.
Don't worry, it's like everybody went to AA, but they'll be hooked on the heroin again.
That's what it is.
My friend, now you see, you know the things that all these listeners are saying?
You know what, I'll tell you.
This is what the program director should have said.
Can I want to explain something, and I will not make the same mistake that I've made before when you base your ratings on phone calls you get. What I do say about phone calls is you get a certain flavor from the city of Philadelphia, and there there's a certain kind of, it's not that flavor. It's not onion breath, Rob.
Oh, okay.
It's not, you know, we get some really quality, fun people to call us, and I want to keep that relationship.
And it's not only, listen, I'm not busting anybody's balls here, but there's no need to tell us you're part of the 2.3. We know that if you're calling.
Yeah.
We know you're part of our 2.3.
But you know, if they want something to hang on, you know, because really down the road when they come back, hey, I was part of the 2.3, that'll be a good thing to say to us when we're in the top five.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
That's good. Well, the guy who just called before who complained about you guys being compared to Howard Stern.
Yes.
Obviously, he's part of the 2.3, too, even though he said you sucked and then hung up.
And you know what?
Right.
That's a reality that a lot of people forget about, but that's true.
He's listening.
Hate us, love us. You're part of the 2.3.
We got a lot like that.
Yeah,
whatever. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm like that.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I just another guy from Philadelphia. I just want to say, the program director doesn't know what he's talking about because anybody's listening. I mean, sorry. Just kind of
like that. Happens.
He tried. He meant well.
Yes.
I like that. He just hit the eject button like a Top Gun.
Yeah. Smart move.
Hello, Dynamite.
Yeah, Dynamite.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I can't say I'm a long-time listener, but I've been listening since day one in Philly.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, you guys were talking about it. There's a reason why you guys are slipping in Philly. You guys are white, right?
Yes, we're white, yes.
Well,
Tim Sabian's white, right?
Brothers
are in charge of Philadelphia.
Brothers are in charge of Philadelphia. But we have a lot of brothers who listen to the show.
But here, D.C. is chocolate city, man.
Mm-hmm.
And we do real good in D.C. with brothers.
We do
real good.
We get real, real gone.
Hello, Don and Mike. Last call.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Then we're going to start doing the show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Be real careful with Tim because he's going to, if you guys do become number one in a couple, in 6 months or so, he's going to come out and say, well, I'm the one who lit the fire underneath your butt.
You know, that is a very, very intelligent call, and I wouldn't doubt that for a second.
We're used to that.
And you know what? We'll probably all be sitting there laughing together in the hallway because you know what?
Pretending like we like him.
That's the way it works when you win.
Him pretending like he likes us.
Everything goes back. Yeah, well, we were mad that day. Lunch? No, thank you.
Hello, Ryan. Ryan.
Oops. You know, you always yell at all your listeners that they're big people on the phone.
Don't say the S word, but go ahead.
My fault.
Yeah.
And then you just did the same thing for the last hour.
No, the question is did I say all of this to Tim? Was that your question?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I did say this to Tim. I'm simply saying it also on the radio so you guys know.
Yeah.
Everything that I'm saying today on the radio, I said first to Tim on the telephone. I said to Tim, we're not quitters. I said to Tim, you can't blame the failure of the station on us. I said...
You didn't play the sound of the razor, though.
No, I don't have that in my car.
Yeah, you don't have the tape.
I said... You will. I said everything. I gave him the football analogy. You don't quit after halftime of a football game.
Now, that's Don. I will tell you that I wasn't part of that conversation. And when I see Tim in Philadelphia in the hallway, I go, hi, how are you? Good to see you again.
I appreciate you clearing it up.
Anyway,
thank you.
Of course, I'm holding that. Jesus, what do you think I do? What do you think I would do? Sit there and go, okay, Tim. Whatever you say, pal.
Let me see if I'm getting this straight. You want us to quit? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Duh.
Okay.
Duh, duh, duh. Dumb.
You be Tim, I'll be me.
Hey, Mike, Tim Sabian.
Hi, Tim.
How you doing? You guys rock.
That's great. What were the ratings this time around?
Your ratings were abominable. They're 2.3.
Would you like us to quit?
Yes, please.
Okay.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You lost again. It's not fair. You're bigger than I am. It's not fair.
But nobody ever said life was fair, Tina. I'm bigger and I'm faster. I will always beat you.
Then I'm not going to play with you anymore. Ever.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
It's even better than a bushel basket of ass fruit. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm watching you, okay? I'm watching you, Mike.
I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, guys. This is Vegas checking in.
Hi, Vegas.
Hey, I just have one thing for Tim.
Yeah.
You guys rock.
Yeah, we got to come up with something new, though. I mean, you know, that's kind of been a pseudo pat on the back for Tim.
Well, no, it's just sucking up, you know, because we were on in Philadelphia, and it was his station, and now the challenge has been laid down, and, you know.
How about now, when we have calls from Philly, it should be, why don't you guys quit?
Yeah. Well, I think that...
Better. Okay. From the anytime it's a call from Philadelphia, the Joan Rivers line. Quit her!
Or I was going to say...
Joan Crawford. Not Joan Rivers.
Joan Crawford. Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers.
Or they could just shout Legacy.
Hello? Yeah. Now, Robbie, that might be the winner. Hi, I'm part of the Legacy.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
This is Dave from Philly. Listen, you guys are awesome up in Philly. I was in your contest and won that contest for that Eagles ticket thing.
Yes, sir.
And I got to tell you guys are great radio in the afternoon. I don't know what Sabian's thinking about.
Well, he's got one bad radio. Folks, we changed the topic. He got one bad ratings book, and he's had a total knee-jerk reaction, like a girl having her period for the very first time.
Mm-hmm. I think what he's trying to do is just trying to circle the wagons around himself. When I went to that Eagles game, we had the YSP party. He walk around like he's Mr. Big Shot and all his people licking his kneecaps and all, and I think all he's doing is trying to protect his own turf. Like you said, he might be have higher ups looking at him now, and you know, it's not fair to you guys to lay it like that. No, the way he laid it. There's always a right way and a wrong way of doing
things. Okay. Thank you, my friend.
Now, I think we have sufficiently turned the fish over and exposed the belly.
So now that we have done that.
And then that might have been the underbelly call that just really was the last call.
I agree. Yeah. The lines are loaded up. Thank you. We know.
If there was any chance he wasn't pissed at us before.
He is now.
He is now.
And from now on, when you're calling from Philly, just say, you're part of the Legacy.
That's
right. Robbie's right. That's
say
the best.
It.
Hey, Don and Mike, I'm part of the Legacy. So, yesterday on this very show, when Buzz was doing the news, he was talking about Mr. Personality.
Right.
I was like, you know, Monica Lewinsky, I'll watch it because I think I have to watch it to talk about it on the show, but I'm sure it's going to suck ass. And maybe I'm in the minority here, but they got me.
What caused you, and when you call me to tell me you like a television show...
I tried to call Mike right away.
I mean, what caused you to do a 360-degree flip?
Because the show is put together... First off, you got to forget...
360 degrees would be... You came back to the...
It's 180.
Point. 180. It'd be 180.
Right. 180. First off, you got to forget Monica, okay? Because she's only there given lines like, number seven, it's time for you to take your mask off. She's really not a part of the show. As a matter of fact...
It'd be a 440-degree flip if you really were so... change that you actually went full circle and then came back around to the other side.
She's funny.
540?
She's funny because she's so gigantically fat.
She's like turbo fat?
Oh, she's turbo fat and she's in a black dress. You know, they say black slims, but it doesn't work for her.
Hmm.
But the masks that these dudes wear do a very excellent job of covering up their face. Hmm. So you really, all you see is their teeth and... The show is edited much like Joe Millionaire, with a combination of classical music, dramatic music, and all kinds of cuts, like where they had one guy who was a motivational speaker. And so they show him before he's going to meet her when he's got the mask on, and he says, I'm a motivational speaker. Whenever I use the word love, I will point at myself, and then I will point at her so she associates me with the word love. Then,
so he's a numbnuts.
Yeah, then they edit to him standing in front of her where he gives her some poetry,
right.
And he's doing this. He says, this indicates my
love, as he points towards himself, for you. Then they edit to her after this has been done, where she's laying on a bed, and she says, and that guy with the poetry, what an idiot.
So you liked it.
I don't want to say I loved it, uh-huh. And it's not Joe Millionaire. Make no bones about it. But it is, at least I think, decent.
That's pretty good.
And I think what worked in their favor is they sort of led with cruelty. More so than any other reality show thus far.
Yeah, it was very... She says the girl, who has the is a piece of ass.
Yeah.
And that's good, too. That you have to have that.
And she's way full of herself.
Haley.
Yeah.
She cut these guys to shreds. And they did something at the end of this, Mr. Personality, that I thought was so smart. It's down to 10, and each guy has a different color mask.
Mm-hmm.
They show you what the 10 guys look like. And by my count, of the 10 guys that are left, there's only one guy...
That's really... would be a handsome guy?
No, there's one guy that is just off the charts, goofy, loopy.
Oh, like butt ugly.
There's one guy... not necessarily ugly, just goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Just... I mean, there was a couple of guys that had, like, buck teeth.
Right.
And there was a couple of sweaty, mobbed-up-looking guys. one of the guys that got kicked out, and this was great, they said for his occupation... NFL mascot. Now, they didn't tell you which team he was a mascot for,
right.
But she kicked him out. And when they said, number 10, take your mask off. He's an NFL mascot. His name is Jimmy Dick Dick. And he takes his mask off, and he says, I'm really sorry this didn't work out. And he turned around, and he goes, but wait, I want to tell you something else. Because they had an astrologer in there. He said... You believe what a woman with green leaves and tarot cards tells you, and it's wrong. I'm just telling you, it's wrong. I'm mad. And he walks away, and they're laughing at him.
Yeah.
And the cruelty factor on this show is very high because of the editing.
Right.
Because they'll show these guys, it's like the format. Maybe
is
I'll
there any guy that stood out?
No, not yet. And maybe it'll wear on me after a while, get bored with it, but the format is this, that you get a guy wearing the mask saying whatever he's going to be doing for the girl that he thinks is really emotional and romantic, then they show him doing it for her, and then they show her...
What, does he have to give her like a presentation?
Yeah.
A spiel?
All of them had to give her a gift.
Ah. But do they have to speak for a certain amount of time?
No, there was no said... time limit.
They just meet and talk.
They met. They exchanged. I mean, they didn't exchange. They just gave her gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great is like one guy had this guitar that was made out of. It looked like hangers.
Copper wire.
Wow, right. Okay. So they're talking to him before, and he says, "I'm giving her this guitar to show that you know, blah 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 blah." What I mean. And then the next scene is him in front of her, and he's presenting her with a guitar, and she's going, oh, this is so lovely. Do you play the guitar? And he says, no. And she says, oh, but it's wonderful. And then the next shot is her laying on her bed.
No, I do not.
The next shot is her laying on her bed with her hand up behind her head. And she goes, do you believe that guitar you gave me? What a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
So she's evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy who presented the copper guitar had a sort of Joe Rockhead way of speaking. He was like,
no, I do not.
Sadly, I do not play the guitar. However...
Sadly, I am not able to play the guitar for you.
And Rob, of the 10 that are left...
Yeah.
I know at least one of them was unemployed. Is the unemployed guy one of the last 10?
You know what? I was putting my daughter to sleep at that point. I didn't get to see the face.
And they did have...
I caught the ending, and I think he is one of those.
They did have one guy. They didn't play it up a lot. And I don't know if she chose him or threw him away. Mm-hmm. Who was a millionaire. And they didn't even make a big deal about it. Just
right.
Like it just said, millionaire, mm-hmm. CEO of his own company.
You are correct. I am a millionaire.
Do you play guitar?
No, unfortunately, I do not at this time.
One of the guys, I love it when they're...
Congratulations on your legacy.
He knows nothing about it. When they say, well, one of the 10 that was selected at the very end, mm-hmm. wearing the blue mask, Joe.
shoe salesman.
You're hooked.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got me. You're selling it because it sounds like it might be something good.
Listen, it's garbage. It's mindless. Mm-hmm. It's junk.
My heart is filled with love for you.
And I thought I would hate it. But I don't.
Were you intrigued by the introduction next week of The Dark Room?
Yes. Oh, and next week, they're going to bring strippers in for the guys. And what they do is, they show this in the highlight, where they got a camera, like on the guys where they're still wearing the masks.
Right.
Guys that are rolling around and fooling around with the strippers. Mm-hmm. And then they go back to the girl who's picking of the 10 guys, and they go, so you kind of like Mr. Green Mask, huh? She goes, yeah. They go, watch this videotape.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
These guys don't have a chance.
Watch this videotape when we brought strippers in for a party. So, I mean...
So the guys really don't have a chance.
It's got all of the elements that you like,
right?
It's got a hot girl.
Yeah.
Real cruel stuff.
Right.
And real dumb guys. And...
shoe salesman.
And Monica Lewinsky.
But minimal Monica?
Minimal Monica. As a matter of fact, it looked to me like most of her lines... were overdubbed. It looked like watching a bad Godzilla movie.
Good evening. I'm Monica Lewinsky.
The lady from, remember the lady that was technically the host of Joe Millionaire?
Same thing.
Think of that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Somebody said that before the show came on.
Yeah, she's not even, you know, they could have put it on without her.
Yeah.
I mean, and hopefully they'll get the idea and they'll mix her. But it's the pacing, it's the way that it's edited.
Paging Monica Lewinsky.
It's cruel.
Hello.
Last night, the boy and I watched it, and at the end, my boy, my son, 18, just turned to me, big smile, said, Dad, that's our Fox. You know, because the Fox network is the network of crap.
Well, and they know how to trowel out the reality programming.
And I read this morning it's a 5-episode run. So they'll be done.
Perfect.
It is. Just
that's
for the
month. I think all reality shows ought to be 5 episodes.
Plus, you'll get rid of 2 guys every week.
Yep.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I have written a poem for you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
No, I don't at this time.
Hello.
Sadly.
Hello. Are you there?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Don and Mike, I'm from Staten Island in New York, and we really miss you.
Wow.
Move to Philly. We'll be there at least September.
Well, that's great. I mean, look, I work in Philly. I make the commute every day.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nuts.
You take the train, or do you drive?
I drive.
Wow.
Jesus.
But I'm really glad that you're on the air while I'm going home. You really make the ride go quick.
Thank you, my friend. Well, you got to tell your friends. You know, it's the Arbitron ratings. We're getting killed by them right now. Hello, Don and Mike show. Do you play guitar, sir?
I really hear breathing.
Yeah. Hello?
Don.
Yes.
I'm so surprised at you.
Why?
Falling into this Mr. Personality thing.
Hey, I didn't think I was going to, but I'm being honest with you. I went into it ready to hate it.
What's your first name, sir?
Regurgitated crap reality TV.
What is your first name?
Ted.
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 I'm really surprised at you opening your mouth so wide so we could hear that breathing.
Hi, Ted. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys? You mentioned when that guy went psycho on her, and then Monica jumped in to try to help her with this. Thank you very much, Richard. And then once he left, she goes, are you okay?
Gee, do you think Monica's a man-hater? It sounds like a man-hating show.
Not really. Not really, because the guys are so doofy.
I might look at it from a different perspective.
Maybe you will.
Give it time.
Maybe you will. But I think you'll like it. Buzz, did you watch it?
Only the ending. I only saw the last few minutes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Hey, good luck on your poker match tonight.
Oh, no. The show poker game has been moved to Thursday night. Thursday night at my house.
Well, Don, does everyone get to pee off your deck?
If they like.
Cool. Well, good luck, Golden Boy.
Thank you very much, and thank you for addressing me by my former title.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Okay.
This is John out in Vegas. Hi, I was watching that show last night. And the one part that got me is when they're in front of, like, the psychic or tarot card lady.
Yeah.
And the football jerk just blew up in front of her.
Oh, there's one guy.
Oh, that was great.
There's one guy that says, when I'm having sex, I like to please my woman. And then please her again.
That's the guitar guy.
And then, anyway, this is the guy. And please her again. And then, please myself.
And he's saying this in
and
front of
the mask on?
Yeah, and he's saying this in front of a room of people, and all the people are laughing at him. Yeah. And he's looking around like he's all proud of the statement he's just made.
Well, you have to figure the guys that go on these shows, the guys that go on the reality shows, are a certain type, and really most of them are the Evan Marriott types. I mean, you know, not really. I don't think they're out there curing cancer.
I think the millionaire guy, I think he's the goofy-looking one, like Carrot Top-ish, almost goofy.
Yeah, there was one guy who she got rid of who was really over the top.
Can you imagine that now? Now, that would be a reality show. Can you imagine if you made them all real redheads?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
All right. Who's all right. Don?
Yeah, come on. Get with the program, please. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to, don't you think Fox kind of ruined it? I mean, they showed everybody's faces. And I
no.
was waiting for them
no.
to wait till the last
no.
minute to
see
the last guy.
I disagree because now you know there's at least one guy in there. I think it's the guy in the, is it the blue mask? I'm not sure which one it is. I got to go back on the TiVo and look. But there's one guy who's really goofy looking.
Is there anybody that looks like the guy from Master Blaster? And Beyond Thunderdome?
No.
Remember?
No, there's no way. How did that guy talk? He'll run Bartertown.
That's right.
He'll run Bartertown. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to do something meaningful with my life, Maury. I have deeper thoughts on my mind. The other day, I was thinking about volunteering to help teach underprivileged children to learn how to read. And just thinking about it was the most rewarding experience I've ever had.
Derek, I don't think you're cut out for that kind of thing.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Derek Zoolander Center for Kids Who Can't Read. Good.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, hey, hey. Look out! Pushy squeeze!
Two guys you can't help but like. Don and Mike.
Right, right. Wait, I
love you. Tried it your way, Tim.
You talk about this song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll try it our way. The way that we know works.
Oh, why don't you meet him halfway?
Oh, come on now. Come on now.
Just kidding.
Get on the team.
Get on the team. Team!
Team. Speaking of ratings, Buzz pulled up the Nielsen's from last night.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Personality kicked ass.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it got very well, it was very well promoted.
First half hour got a 5.3. Raymond had a 4.7.
Oh, come on.
Third watch, 4.1. The Practice, 2.7. Second half hour, Mr. Personality has a 6.
Wow.
Raymond has a 4.5. And Third Watch, and then The Practice.
Man, well, that'll pay for the masks.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
No, your commercials are just as long as they are. Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, patio dogs. Juan and Ike? Is that you?
Oh, we got a guy trying to be funny here. Who is this?
Hey, I've been waiting. No, I've just been waiting to talk to you on the phone. Glad you're here.
What are you doing?
Right now on the screen it says Robert from Seattle.
Ah,
yep.
Seattle. What are you doing, Robert?
Taking the day off, and I just wanted to call and let you know I have an opening on number 4 on my speed dial, automatic, to get to your show.
Put us on it. We'd be honored to be number 4 on your speed dial.
I'll do that.
Well, you know, thank
Robert,
you
I distinctly heard a guitar playing in the background. What were you doing there?
You do have keen ears.
Thank you. Yeah, and that's the guy that's going deaf on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, is that you, Ike?
Yes, it is.
It's a pleasure to be on the Don and Ike Show.
Why don't you like him, Rob?
Because, well, it's not so much that I don't like him, which is clear because I don't like anybody, but if he puts you on speed dial, it's going to make it that much easier for him to call back. And really, has the content been so good?
Well, I think we perhaps...
Always, of course, it's always good.
If he sang...
We perhaps have to hold off judgment until the conclusion of the phone call.
I'm so glad to be on the Don and Ike show. Yes, I am. I'm happy as a gopher snake with a mouth full of gopher guts.
All right, there he goes.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Maybe he should just unplug the phone. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Hey, I'm wondering why this chumpy head Tim is giving you guys so much flack, man, and I want to change the audience participation dynamic of your show.
Yes?
Instead of calling in and saying, Don and Mike, you rock, that's for Tim, I think we need to say, Don and Mike, F you, that's for Tim.
No,
we haven't. No. We actually figured that out.
The whole thing is going to be, I am part of the, what was it, Robbie? The
Legacy.
Hey, Don and Mike, I'm part of the legacy.
Yeah, and there's no need for F you's or
hello,
any of that.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You know, people, please.
Why does it take so long for people to realize they're on the air?
Today's not the nice day for this. I got an ice cream headache already. First I had my wife, then I got the muckety muck, then I got the Tim. Just please, when you hear the and I say Don and Mike, just know you're on the air. Please, go. Just today. Go, caller. It's you.
Hello.
How much you want to bet this guy's calling from Sacramento?
Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm sorry, I'm from Sacramento. I was busy doing the Sacramento dance, but it took me a moment to get the phone.
No, are you really calling from Sacramento?
Indeed, I am.
No, I see on caller ID 916. They just put it up. Yep.
All right, you have 5 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. I was watching the show, Mr. Personality. Always have to have a twist at the end.
Five!
Hello, Don, and my show.
Yes. Jason from Baltimore. How you
Hi
doing
there. We're
guys?
Doing great, thanks.
Good. Hey, I just want to let you know it's the lawyer that looks like the goofy one. It looks like a Spicoli, like on crack.
Oh, for Mr. Personality?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, my
Spicoli.
Friend.
Spicoli, isn't it great? You know, Sean Penn, with as angry as he is, should take solace in the fact that still, to this day, people mention Jeff Spicoli.
You know, I was having that discussion with somebody over the weekend. It was somewhere where I was having a discussion about, someone had called to bust our balls about something and saying, you know, well, you stole from this guy and this guy stole from this guy. I said, Jay and Silent Bob saying that they stole from Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted stole from Jeff Spicoli.
And I'm sure if you go back, Jeff Spicoli stole from somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's wonderful. It's the way it should be. Bill Murray will never be forgotten as long as there are golf courses, because you don't play around in golf where you don't hear a Bill Murray out there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I was wondering if Canadians can be part of the legacy, too.
No, the legacy is just for Americans in Philadelphia. You are calling from, where, Vancouver?
Yeah.
Right.
Greetings, my brother.
Gotcha. Thank you.
EBM, too.
Stop
weekend?
It, Rob.
The legacy.
Thank you, my friend.
Stop.
Rob, we're going to have to fight on this one.
Hey, listen, I'm going to clear these lines out. We have enough time in this segment. I've been talking about this for a couple of days.
Joe.
Dad, I want to get Joe in here.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
One time on the show, we did Stump the Joe. Yeah. Remember that?
Well, fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
This is when we asked Joe things he knows about. And as it turns out, our own, he's not an intern, he's the world's oldest phone screener.
Right.
Almost 40 years old. Joe Ardinger,
Joe.
He had two areas of expertise, the Rolling Stones and the Jerry Seinfeld show.
Mm-hmm.
I want to expand it.
Yeah.
And I want to find future categories for general knowledge of Stump the Joe. So it's your job, kids, now to call at 877-365-3636 and just ask Joe questions. But not like impossible questions.
Just questions that you might have in your mind that are legitimate.
Like I would have. Joe, come here. And I'll show you exactly the type of question, at least, that I'm thinking about.
Joe.
And it will let Mike ask one.
Very good.
Buzz ask one. Mm-hmm. To find what categories we might be able to use for an upcoming edition of Stump the Joe. Howdy, Joe.
Howdy.
What's the capital of Vermont?
The Montpelier.
See? He knew that one. Mike.
Joe, how many golf clubs in a regulation golf bag on the tour?
Ooh. Okay, let me think about this for a second.
See, I might not know that one, Mike. That's a hard one.
Joe.
You mean minimum?
Yeah.
Not maximum.
Oh, Max? Yeah.
Joe.
No, I wouldn't know it. I really wouldn't know, but let me think. I'll say...
Joe.
15?
Almost. You were almost right. 14.
Buzz, you got a question for Joe?
Yes, I do. Joe, what are the prime ingredients of distilled whiskey?
Of what?
Of distilled whiskey.
Corn, sugar, malt, condensed malt, barley. I mean, condensed malt. And
yeast.
Distiller's yeast.
Joe.
Is he right about that?
I believe so. So far as I know, yes.
All right. All right, let's go to the phones and just see, you know, this is just set up for a future bit.
Can I get just one sneaky one before we go on?
Sure, but not if it's another one of those tough golf ones.
No, I won't ask that one. It's a booze-related one because Buzz asked one because I know Joe actually might know about this. Joe, and this is kind of a general question. What's the most important thing to know when you're making your own wine?
Isn't that subjective?
Or your own beer?
Well,
which did you make, your own wine or your own beer?
I wine. I tried to make wine. It actually turned out okay. It was a little too sweet.
Yeah. I heard you make something besides wine, or is that a secret?
Easy killer.
Okay, sorry.
But with wine, you need... temperature is very important.
Okay, thank you.
And age.
The age.
Thank you. I thought it would be a better answer than that.
What was the answer you were looking for?
It's just something that I thought he really knew about it. But he...
Hello.
I'm learning more about that.
Don Mike, hello. Ask Joe.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What's going on, my brothers?
Ask Joe.
Joe. Hey, how's it going, Joe?
What's up?
Hey, this is Rick. What is a triple-double?
A triple-double?
That's a good one.
And it's not a drink.
That's a baseball term, isn't it?
Oh, isn't it? No, Joey, come on now.
Dude, that's basketball. That's when a guy gets 3 points.
Double rebounds.
Rebounds, assists, and
points.
Not big on the sports, except maybe football.
Hello, Don and Mike. Ask Joe. Ask the Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Yo.
What happens when you have sex in a church?
Your career ends.
Don and Mike, ask the Joe.
Joe.
Yeah.
What was the main name on the Jetsons?
The main theme?
No, that's a good pop culture question. The maid's name. Oh.
Oh, wow.
The robot.
I should know that.
She's in commercials now.
Yeah, I haven't seen the commercials, but...
Mike's
only... Wait, is it... Is it Ruby?
Ooh.
No.
Was it Maggie?
No, it's Rosie.
Rosie. I was close.
Hello. Yeah. Don and Mike.
And Don didn't even raise his hand.
Joe.
He knew it all the way.
Stump the Joe. Hello.
Joe.
Yeah.
Where do babies come from?
The vagina.
Hello, Stump the Joe.
Yeah, Joe. What's the active chemical ingredient in marijuana?
THC.
That's in his wheelhouse. Hello, ask the Joe.
What's up, Joe? Yeah. So NFL, in a pro-set formation, how many receivers are there?
In a what?
A pro-set formation, how many receivers are there?
Three? Hello? Three?
Hello?
Is he right?
No, two. You got one tight end, two receivers, and two running backs.
No, that's way too specific.
That's Deacon.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, ask the Joe.
Joe, what's in a speedball?
Heroin and cocaine.
There you go.
They're dangerous.
All right, we know that Joe knows a lot about drugs.
Way to think about the kids, Joe.
Drugs and booze. Hello, Don and Mike. Ask the Joe.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How many
stars in the Milky Way, Joe?
Billions and billions.
You know, I'm going to request
people
that have questions. After Joe answers, perhaps you tell him what the answer is.
Hello, Don and Mike.
He didn't.
Joe.
Yes.
What's pi to the fourth decimal?
Joe.
Your mama?
Well, what is it? What is it?
3.1416.
All right, thank you.
See, and you're a fag.
Now we know. Oh, stop it. Now we know that algebra, geometry, not one of Joe's strong areas.
No, but chemical compounds involved in narcotics, yes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up? Who is the basis for fish?
Oh, Jesus. I should know that, and I don't.
Who is the basis for fish?
Mike Gordon.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm not a big fish fan. I'm not down with that band.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Sean in Baltimore.
Hi, Sean.
Who holds the most strikeouts in Major League Baseball?
Jolton Joe DiMaggio?
Wow.
Okay.
I think
you
sound
have I told you you're my favorite?
I don't know. I don't know much.
Good. I think it's Joe and Ryan, but I think that that we've really established
Joe DiMaggio.
Sports,
baseball, not nuts. Okay.
If we only had a team in D.C., I might know more about baseball.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Joe.
That's right. I think baseball in D.C., Rob.
We've got it. We got a taste of it right now. Come back tomorrow for more Ask the Joe. And we'll get categories, and then we'll actually play Stump the Joe.
Very good.
Well, Joe, you're welcome to stay in, and I'm going to use your theme music here for a couple more seconds. As we're going to do a quick contest. Mike, you teased with this. Would you mind? We'll give a prize to the person who can guess your weight.
Absolutely.
Like in the carnival? Cause
absolutely.
Mike said he had something for us today. Now you got on the scale.
Got on the scale this morning.
All right, so now we've moved from Stump the Joe.
You guys, we'll play with the listeners, but I want you guys to try to guess too.
Okay.
Will you do it? Like
I kind of gave it away yesterday, though.
Will you do it like clock game, where if a caller has a guess, you'll say higher or lower?
I can do that.
All right, yeah, sure. Okay, here we go. Don and Mike, hello. It's not Stump the Joe.
Wait, and before we start, you guys just all quickly jot down the way that you think.
Okay. I don't want to hurt your feelings, though.
My feelings were hurt yesterday when I talked about it. My feelings are hurt. I have to do this to motivate myself.
Okay.
This is not a hint, but I am as fat as I have ever been.
What is Mike's weight?
Am I up?
Yeah,
you're up.
You said you're as fat as you've ever been?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Jesus, Mike. What's wrong with you, man? You're going to die soon.
Well, no, I mean, I'm gonna work on it because I am really, really, I'm very aware of it.
The guess.
Okay, I'm sorry. 268.
Higher. Then you're done.
Higher than 268. Hi, Don and Mike. Guess Mike's weight.
Okay.
Go ahead, guess it.
214.
It doesn't count because I've already given the tip.
Hello, Sean and Mike. Guess Joe's
weight. How's it going, guys?
Hey,
Mike's weight. I just want to say that this topic is
nice. Guess Mike's weight.
287 pounds.
Higher.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike. Guess Mike's weight.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, what's Mike's weight?
Weight. 315.
Lower.
Okay, that's a... Hello, Don and Mike. Guess Mike's weight.
Lower.
294.
What is it?
294.
Lower.
Okay, then... I'll tell you right now, I'm out.
Okay.
Because my guess was, as I wrote down, 295.
Right. Okay. I'm out, too.
What would you
guess? Write down?
302.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Because you said there was...
Hey, Don and Mike.
Future you.
Right. Guess Mike's weight.
I'm still in.
It's 290.
Higher.
Now I'm out.
Higher than... What did you...
I had 288.
Okay. I've been out for a while.
Don and Mike, guess Mike's weight.
292.
We have a winner.
Wow.
All right.
I don't know whether to applaud or not.
No, I'm not happy about it. I mean, I'm big.
Hey, I'm right there with you, Mike.
What's that?
I'm right there with you.
Well, you know, it's I've got to, I'm going to get on the pony. That's why I'm doing this, for motivation. Don?
Yes.
I would like to do this on a weekly basis.
You got it.
A weekly basis. We can do it every Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay. You got it, my friend. And you, what's your name?
Oh, this is Kevin.
Where are you from, Kevin?
Citrus Heights, California.
All right, Kevin, you got the Skinamax prize pack. Cinemax has the ultimate in movie entertainment, exclusive Hollywood premieres, biggest hit variety, and the fewest repeats. For more information, log on to Cinemax.com. Thank you for guessing Mike's weight.
Hey, thank you very much, Don and Mike.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. Well, that is that's a lot.
Yes, it is.
So now, is this your way of officially making the commitment to...
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I wouldn't want to weigh myself every week if that number was going to go north.
Mm. Okay.
So, that's it. And
You can't, come in next week and say 270.
What do you mean?
I was just going to say, I don't want to make you go through the exercise of weighing yourself on the air. We'll take you at your word.
Right.
But don't come in next week and say, wow, it's been a week and I lost 26 pounds.
What do you think? I'm going to come in and lie?
That really works.
Let me tell you, you don't come in and say that weight on the air without being motivated to legitimately want to lose some weight.
That's how I know you're not. Well, good.
Yeah, so I will come in.
I really wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I mean it. And Joe, you are just an idiot, but I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you.
We'll have you join us again soon for Ask Joe, to be followed by Stump the Joe.
Very good.
Now, here on the show yesterday, we were talking about, as a matter of fact, today we were talking about a lot of the idiots that work here at the company. One of the things we were discussing yesterday was this BJ Queen.
Yes.
And the fact that the company, well, you know what, I better Well, I'll tell you after the commercials, and then we'll get to the rest of the BJ. We have more information on her as well.
Really?
Yeah. Yes,
did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
No, I didn't sucker punch you on that. I only played that after you did the.
I'm, you know what? I'm fine. I really, I'm very, very. It's motivating. This is motivation,
and my friend.
You know, this is the same thing with everything else. You look back on it. It's the time has come. That helped last time, and that's what's going to help this.
Wow, this is quite a day.
It sure is.
A 2.3 and 290 what?
A 2.3 and a 292.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a. I almost said the S word. That's a bad rating. That's a good. That's a good bowling score, though.
You know, I'll tell you one thing. It's just the days of finding solace and comfort at the bottom of an ice cream thing are over.
Good. You know, if we turn those numbers around, Tim would be off our ass, but you'd have AIDS.
No, actually, no. It would be
if you weighed 23 pounds.
If you reversed them, it would be 292 again. You know.
No, you know what I mean.
I understand exactly what you mean. If I weighed 29 pounds or 22 pounds.
You weighed 23 pounds.
Or 92 pounds, for that matter.
Whatever.
You took the two away.
Right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm the High Commander. I know what's best for everything.
The Don and Mike Show.
I love Charlie Falls.
Hey, it's a lady.
They're the hair and the teeth in the comedy tumor. Don and Mike.
Well, as usual, I've had to wait to go to an industry online trade thing to find out the ratings for the overall stations. Let me see. In Philadelphia today, we did a lot of talking about this earlier. If you're just getting in your car, they want us to quit. One guy wants us to quit.
He wants us to quit.
Station had a bad book. We went from a 3-2 to a 2-3.
Right.
WYSP went from a 4-5 to a 3-3. Hey, Tim, we've been through much worse before. Dude.
Yeah, no need to jump off the building just yet.
You're overreacting, man. And not that I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the last month of the ratings book and the war coverage had anything to do with it, but it's a pretty nice jump for KYW.
Right, the news station.
6.7 to 8.2.
Wow.
Jesus.
That's a pretty nice jump.
Mm-hmm.
You call that a little war coverage in the last month.
There it is.
Hey, Donnie.
And I,
the war's over, ain't it, baby?
Yeah, I've been able to go back and look at other markets, like, for instance, Boston. I mean, we're not even on in Boston, but
right.
Let's just see in Boston. It's the number one station there. Well, the number one station in Boston, slowest computer in the world, says...
Downloading.
Boston ratings came out today, and come on, inch along. Ah, it's WBZ, the news station.
Hmm. The news station did well.
6.3 to 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems to be a trend.
Yeah.
Again, we're not making any excuses.
No.
It's just our ratings in Philly suck. Stations' ratings are not that good.
Right.
Hey, why don't we all try to pull together and... and make it right.
Yeah.
Or to quote Jim Sabian, what are we going to do? Or you could just sit around, Tim, and intimate that you want us to quit.
Yeah, but we weren't going to go back to this.
Because it was going to be better for our legacy. Please. No, we're going to talk about another retarded part of Infinity Broadcasting.
Oh, good.
And that's the legal department.
Hey, the legal department.
I mentioned yesterday... when we were reading Confessions of a BJ Queen.
And that was a wonderful segment.
Sure. That, as girls coming on the show, that the legal department was upset when they heard us promoing it.
Right.
Well, yesterday, while we were reading the article, which incidentally has already been censored by Infinity employees, they've already gone through this the cover letter that she sent us, and they've already crossed out words and written in other words to use. Apparently, Alan, the acting general manager, do we have his tapes around? Rob?
Acting general manager, Alan Linewand.
Do we have the Alan tapes around?
Yes, we do.
Well, at some point, I guess, yesterday, Alan actually turned the radio on.
What?
And yeah, I know.
Couldn't
and,
do that.
There he is. Where's his tape, though? Where's his Dude Walker tape? You know, we got to get a better system for this stuff in here. We just got stacks and stacks.
acting general manager Alan Linewand.
And at one point, he hears us talking about this, and apparently he comes just running back to the producer room and says, "What are Don and Mike doing?"
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This was yesterday?
Yeah, and Charlie said, they're reading a letter they got from a lady.
Has anybody run this past legal?
This company's so got its head up its ass now because they're in trouble with the stuff that all the dumb disc jockeys
right.
are doing, that they overreact, of course, to every little thing. So I want to say, first off, hi to Steve and Linda, who I know are listening over in the legal offices today.
Very good. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Might I suggest that you invest in a satellite so you could listen to some of the other Infinity Radio properties and not just listen to our show every day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Anyway, the girl's name, and we talked about her yesterday, Rachel Kramer Bussell.
And I stand by the fact that she's okay looking.
Yeah. No. No, she's not.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, you and I have not always seen eye to eye on women that we find attractive.
Okay. She looks like a cross between Kennedy from MTV.
I'll give you that part.
And she kind of looks like that ugly girl from SNL. Who's the girl that's on Saturday Night Live now? She does a lot of the singing on SNL.
Oh,
You know, curly hair.
Oh, Tina Fey.
No, not her, no. Tina Fey's a piece of ass.
Exactly.
Anyway, I don't find her attractive. Mike does. We do have this, though. Mike, she, here's the sexuality timeline.
Did we, have we established now, has there been any research that's been done to find out exactly what,
There was contact with her yesterday.
Oh, good.
She started straight.
Hi.
She went lesbo.
All the way.
All the way.
Mm-hmm.
Then she went bi. Then she went straight.
When you say she went bi-bi?
No, she went bi.
Bi-bi.
Bisexual. Then she went lesbo, where she is now. So now...
I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry.
However...
What?
However, even though she announces herself as a lesbian...
Rob, that was a hippo yawn you just gave.
Even though,
Rob just gave a yawn that was really the kind of thing where you watch the Discovery Channel and you see the birds and the hippos. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Even if you ask her her party of affiliation, she says lesbian.
Right, yeah.
Last week alone, she gave 20 hummers.
Really?
So,
well, then she's got credibility.
She's a walking contradiction.
Right, okay.
That's
right.
What she is.
All right.
And we're getting her on the show. I think next week she's coming in. We have more confessions of the BJ Queen and then tips for giving a good one. or would you like to... we have people want to ask you about your weight. Do you
want that? I think it should be an open discussion.
You want that? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
I can weave the two topics together.
Absolutely, but I will tell you that if people get nasty, I'm going to give them an FU.
Yeah, we'll
and I'm not going to give them the kind of FU that's going to be able to be, heard, if you know what I mean.
Because what Mike's done is actually quite brave, quite courageous, really, to announce your weight on the radio.
Well, I mean, it was a shock to me because it had been a while, you know, and... long winter, I should say, of party hardy, you know what I mean? And time to get back on the pony. What can we do for you, my fine friend?
Caller?
Hey, guys.
Hello!
I'm sorry about that.
Okay, go ahead.
I just thought it was pretty funny when you guys in the studio were guessing his weight, and someone said 282, and he said higher, and everybody was like, whoa, like, not really expecting that.
That was a wonderful call. Thank you for that.
There you go. And I had done the math on mine earlier, and hopefully you'll be able to brag also, that I was at 262 when I weighed myself back in December when the doctor told me, you're obese.
Yeah, and lose the weight for your back.
Lose the weight or you need the surgery, and now I'm down to 215.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
But I'm still fat.
You are, but your playing weight is different. Your playing weight is different than mine. My weight that the doctor told me alone is 225.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, guys.
Hi there.
How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good. I just want to call in and tell Mike not to worry so much. Because when I listen to him on the radio, And, like, how I picture him is, it's really sexy. And he keeps saying that he wants to ride that pony. Yeah. And I would just love to ride that pony with him.
Well, thank you, baby.
Baby.
Appreciate it.
See, now that's what you need.
Giddy up. Yeah.
That's what you need.
Giddy up.
Yeah.
Ride him, cowboy. Happy trails.
Yeah, and hey, Mike.
Yeah, baby.
You know, I mean, how you picture me right now is a little different because, like, you know what?
Let me see if I got this right. I'm going to tell you what I have in my mind here, okay? All
okay.
Right, now listen
okay.
carefully, okay?
Okay.
I'm picturing somebody maybe 5'2", 5'3". Brownish hair?
What's that?
Brownish blondish hair? Brownish blondish, reddish blondish, brownish brunette hair? And I'm guessing about 302?
Yes.
Hello,
Bob.
Hello.
Bob hey Hope did that. Bob Hope invented that, you know. That growl.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Mike, how tall are you?
I can answer that. 4'7".
4'7" and half.
Flat head, no teeth.
And I turn into a pizza after sex.
Hello, John. Mike. Hello.
Hey, Mike. I'm 6'3". I weigh in about 290.
Right.
And I'm also overweight.
Right.
And I it's time for me to get on the stick also.
All right, let's do it together.
Make it a little more interesting.
Okay.
Maybe a little wager, maybe put a great big berth on the line or Odyssey putt or something.
You know what? I'd absolutely hate to do that.
All right, goodbye. Now we're going to go back to the BJ Queen for a second.
Thank you.
But I believe that the encouragement is there.
Mm-hmm.
What, are you winded after that?
Yeah, that got me. I'm out of breath. I am really out of breath.
Okay. The BJ Queen, who's officially a lesbian, but just last week she, you know.
Go figure.
Down on 20 guys. Some women enjoy sucking because they feel powerful and in control.
Okay.
In a way they may not feel during other kinds of sex. When I'm giving one, I feel powerful not in the sense that I have power over the man, but I have the power to make him coax a shuddering, intense finish and leave him speechless all by myself.
Make him coax?
Coax a shuddering...
Well, you can coax it out of him, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When I give my all to one of these things, I'm involving my whole body, completely focusing my attention on what I'm doing and how he's reacting.
Is this our girl still talking?
Yeah. And now, Rachel's tips for giving...
Tips.
A great... BJ.
Take notes.
Number one. Girls. Give him time to relax first. Kiss him on the mouth. Fondle him for a while before getting ready to put it in. Don't go straight for the action.
Yeah. Alan just walked down the hallway. We've been shut out of a cannon.
Out of line one. Dedicating this to you.
Number two. Make sure he's comfortable. After lying back with a pillow. Oh, here you go, Rob. You want to take that?
Yeah.
After lying back with a pillow.
Hold it?
Yeah, no. Put it on the other side of the room. Just get it out of here. We don't need the megaphone today.
Well, yesterday you said... Every day.
I know, but not right where everybody can see it. Even I shouldn't be able to touch it every day. Only if I remember it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Don't worry, you're going to get a whole bit with it tomorrow. Do the whole Charlie bit tomorrow.
Good.
Charlie Graham calls.
Oh, actually.
Charlie makes Charlie Graham calls using a megaphone.
Very good. All right, back to the BJs.
Make sure he's comfortable. After lying back with a pillow or leaning forward, ask him what works best for him. And make sure you're comfortable, too. If your back or neck is going to hurt, you won't enjoy it. You won't get into it. Sometimes kneeling or leaning over him from the side works better than trying to scrunch down at the end of the bed. Stroke him with your hand and some lube. Make your hand and your mouth work together. You don't need to get all of them in your mouth. Go at your own pace. Pay attention to the tip. Use your tongue and tune into his responses. If he moans loudly in a certain area, tease him there.
Charlie's coming in now. Everything all right?
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah.
This has been edited by our censors.
I thought. Everything cool?
Yeah. I wasn't even coming in for that. I was.
Oh, okay. The way you came in, you kind of burst in. I wasn't sure there.
Play with his inner thighs.
Charlie, play with his inner thighs.
And even his. You'll like this, Mike. Even his no-no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If he's up for it.
You know, I enjoyed that when I said yeah. When I looked at Buzz saying agreeing with me, it bothered me. Yeah,
you can take a break if you're getting tired.
I agree.
By licking or kissing his stomach, thighs, chest, or other body parts. And while some guys are afraid to try it, sticking your little finger just at the entry will put him in ecstasy.
Oh, God.
How gross is that? Hear the stinky, yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yuck.
I'd hate
that. Now, listen, girls. Number six is an important one. Don't just do it to get it over with. Savor the sensation of having him in your mouth. Touch. Make eye contact. Open your eyes. The visual effect of watching him can be very arousing. Use protection. If you're concerned, use a condom. Be enthusiastic. This isn't about him. Make noise and do what feels good for you.
We touched on that making noise thing yesterday. Yeah.
Moaning also stimulates him. Stop in the middle for a deep kiss. See me? I don't like that.
No, I'm going to put a veto on that one, too.
Look where that mouth has just been.
Yeah.
Don't kiss me. Just go back and finish. For a lot of guys, just having them, a woman give them what is enough to get them going. Experiment with your technique and with location. A surprise, one of these attacks, in the kitchen or elsewhere, can be quite the turn on.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
And that's part number one.
Huh. It's delightful. Well written.
Of tips for giving a great deal.
And well edited.
Very good.
And I think you communicated it without, a graphic degree there. And I know that you had to do it that way.
As the days grow closer to Rachel Kramer Bussell being a guest on the show, we'll read more of her confessions, more of her letters to us. And I believe what's happening now is every day somehow, even though we're not on in New York anymore, every day somehow the show is getting back to her.
Uh-huh.
And she's hearing what we're talking about, and she'll come back, and then she'll give us the answers to the questions that we've had.
That is terrific.
Good.
So anyway, that's the very latest.
She really sounds like she loves what she does.
Hey, she's going to be on the show next Thursday? I think so.
Can't happen soon enough.
Hello, Mary.
Hey, Don.
Hi there, Mary.
Hi, Don.
I went to a woman because I'm wondering, did you enjoy the last segment? Did you learn anything?
No, I could have written it myself.
What did we learn today?
It's a huge duh. If you like doing it, then all of that's going to be natural.
There you go, honey.
So I'm into it.
You are.
Good.
Enjoy what you do.
Absolutely.
Good
all right,
you.
Thank you. Well, listen.
You're welcome.
I heard Satan say something one time. Enjoy what you do, and you'll never work a day in your life.
That's the right
there
attitude.
There you go. Right. I don't do it for a living, though, but...
It's your philosophy of working here, Don.
Could you do it for a living?
No, I don't think so. I have to be into the guy, too.
Okay, so you can do it professionally.
Okay, thank you.
No, but I... bye-bye.
Four.
What? Rob.
Why'd you call her a whore?
Rob. It's Rob's whole sex thing.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah.
The aversion.
It's Rob's whole sex thing.
It's Rob's whole sex thing.
What?
Reading it like Craig Wilson.
Oh, no, that's your own turn on.
That's too gay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask Mike one quick question about his weight.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever tried what Don is doing?
Don, has been extremely successful and, works very hard at losing weight. And this is, I mean, no disrespect, but the weight does not come off me as easily as it does Don. I know he busts his ass. I have done many programs where I've really bust my ass, and I lose my motivation quick because it doesn't come off. I don't get that initial reaction. This time I've just got to stay with it. And, to be honest with you, Don's got a lot of willpower and does a lot better. When he gets committed to something, I get easily distracted.
I'm a little compulsive.
That compulsive nature is very, very good when you're going to stay on a program. Yeah. What I really have to do is exercise. It's almost more important than the diet for me, because that's when I really lose weight, is when I really get into a gym and bust my ass.
Have you ever tried Tybo?
No, I haven't tried Tybo. I do not like any aerobic activity that involves any kind of thing even close to dancing.
I'm here to teach you Tybo.
I had a personal trainer one time when I was married come to the house, and we were going to do an aerobic thing. It lasted one session where he came in and he was wearing leggings.
All right, goodbye.
I just kicked him the F out of my house.
Listen, clear the lines out. We have cash.
Ooh.
We've not given away cash for a long time. I think we got a good game lined up here today. Here's all you have to play this game as a cell phone. Mm. It's been months since we've done this.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go into a Walmart or a CVS, a place that has a paging system. Rob, for the purpose of demonstration, I'm going to ask you to go get the megaphone, even though you've just put it away, and stand in the back of the room and tell
me. Do you mean to demonstrate this, Don?
No, we'll use Rob to demonstrate it, Mike. Tomorrow, listen. Tomorrow.
I know. He's eager.
Tomorrow will be your day.
I know. I understand. I got to be patient.
Charlie Graham's with the megaphone. Tomorrow. Now, you go to the store and you go to the back to the pharmacy area and you say, I need somebody paged. And the name that we like used is Mike Hunt. And then you hold the cell phone so that we can hear. And at some point, if we hear them say,
we need to page Mike Hunt to the pharmacy.
Thanks, Rob. When we hear that,
he loves that siren.
He was saying to me yesterday, that's his goal. Every day on the show, the siren should be played. you made it happen today, my friend.
Very good.
So that's all you need to do. You go to a CVS, right. You go to a Walmart, you go to a Giant, a Safeway, any place that's got a PA system.
Right.
You call us on the cell phone, 877-365-3636, and then as you walk up to the counter, that you get us on the line, and you say, okay, I'm ready. Then you actually say, hey, I lost my brother, I'm looking for my friend, his name is Mike, got to pause, Hunt. And then if we actually hear the name paged over the loudspeaker system in the store.
Want it just a man, or do you want it to be a woman paged also?
Who's the woman?
Andy Dick's sister.
That is?
Anita.
Okay. Let's go with Mike first.
Okay.
And then Anita.
It's just a new one I thought I'd throw in there.
Phone number 877-365-3636. We've got tons of money to give away. We'll give everybody that can do this in our next break $100.
Ooh.
So call right now and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's going on with you?
Nothing.
You know that no God shit that upsets your mother very much.
It's not no God. God is dead.
Who said that?
Nietzsche. He's a 19th century philosopher from Germany. Anyway, that's why I'm not getting confirmed.
Enough with that, all right? Your confirmation's coming up this weekend, and you are getting confirmed.
That sucks my nut.
Hey, you've got a lot of balls, you know that? You go to Catholic school, and your mother wants it.
Yeah, what does she know?
She knows that even if God is dead, you're still going to kiss his ass. Hey!
The Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
A quick word here from Tim Sabian. Where is it?
Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're freaking fired.
Whoa.
Hey, guess what? It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, we got guys and girls from all over America ready to play the Mike Hunt cell phone game.
Very good.
It's always fun to start with a girl. Kimberly. Hello?
Hi, how y'all doing?
Kimberly in Las Vegas on KSFN. Kimberly, what store, what place of business are you in?
Hi, Ed. I'm looking for, I need to know where I can page somebody. I'm looking for a friend of mine. Okay.
What store is she in?
Five minutes. You got Okay, thank you.
Hey, honey.
I'm at the Chevrolet dealership.
You're at what?
At a car dealership.
That's a great idea.
Wow. That's great because they have killer PA systems.
Yeah.
Car dealership.
Yeah,
good.
So I got to go in and page them.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Very good.
Got to find a receptionist.
You want to give the dealership a plug?
Vista Chevrolet in Las Vegas.
You got
Excuse
it.
Excuse me. Where can I page somebody?
To Lake Charles.
To where?
This is where the young lady came
up first. Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay. I'm going... Ooh, there's another one. I'm going over to the lady.
Okay, now...
She's turning us into a honk for cash.
Now, once they make the... They say they'll make the announcement, you guys just got to stand there and hold your cell phone up...
So we can hear.
So we can hear it.
Okay.
This is Carson.
Okay, he knows that.
Okay.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
She must be cute, probably.
I am happy.
He's flirting with
her. Yes, I need you to page somebody, please. His name is Mike, and his last name is Hunt.
Mike Hunt?
Yeah. Yeah? Yes, he's looking at a car.
Good afternoon, this is Chevrolet. This is Judy. How may I help you?
But she must be the one that's going to do the page.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, will you be able to hear the page on the PA system where you are?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, great.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hang on.
It's obviously really quality service for the woman that wants
to
do
it.
Might as well take care of that.
Now, these might be a bunch of our listeners calling now, though. We shouldn't have asked what the dealership was. Because now the phone started ringing like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I hope not. Please don't ruin it.
Yeah, don't ruin it.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm going to screw that up.
Okay, is this in regards to the ad in the newspaper?
Maybe not.
Okay, what you need to do is come in and fill out an application.
Where's your page, honey?
Is this the lady that's answering 20 calls before?
I don't know.
Well, is she the one that said she was going to page?
Yeah, she's got a speaker right in front of her.
All right, we'll just stand there for a second. You get her attention.
95 North.
Yeah, apparently she's the only one here.
All right.
Hang on one second, guys.
No problem. No problem. Uh-huh. Car dealership. That's a big joke.
It's big.
That's a big gigantic one, like where the speakers even go outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Heard a block away.
Okay.
Yeah. Mike Hunt. To the showroom desk, please. Mike Hunt.
Worth it.
Thank you very much. Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Good job.
What, Lisa?
I don't want to rain on anyone's parade, but doesn't anybody else think that this is BS? Like, she works there and she was just standing around and she just instantly, when we picked up the phone, paged somebody?
No. I was sitting in my car outside. I was actually on my way to go shopping, and I'm wearing a Northern sweatshirt.
All right, listen, take it up with Lisa. As far as I'm concerned, you've won the money.
Yeah.
Hold on.
All right, I think Lisa's crap detector went off. Sometimes our crap detectors go off, but I think...
Even if it was set up, it was at a car dealership.
You've got it now.
Where it was broadcast.
And it sounded like a real business.
Yeah. That's all we care about. Let's go to Philadelphia and see if they know the new code sign-in for Philly.
Yeah.
Hello, Chris.
Hey.
Rob, what is it that he's supposed to say?
Hi, I'm part of the legacy.
I'm part of the legacy.
Right, my friend. Where are you at, Chris?
I'm at a Kmart.
Kmart, even better.
Always one of my favorites.
All right, go for it, my friend.
All right, I'm going in.
Everybody that successfully completes this gets $100.
Wow.
And don't forget, when you go and you ask for the name, do it just like that girl did.
Yep.
My friend, his first name is Mike.
Last name, Hunt.
This is my brother in here. Can you give tape? This is Mike Hunt.
No,
Mike Hunt.
Dumb. We just told him. It worked, but you got to do it the right way.
I did it.
Why is this such a funny game?
It's great. And you know, unlike Hunt for Cash, it always works.
Yeah, hold on. Even though you didn't follow our instructions, you win $100. Hold on.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very
much. Okay.
Thank you for listening. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Who's this?
Eric.
Hi, Eric. What store are you at?
I'm at Target.
Target?
Yeah.
Target.
Target. All right.
Now, have you heard our instructions, Greg?
Eric. Yeah.
Eric, sorry.
Remember, when you go up, you say, I'm looking for my friend, my brother, my cousin, whatever it is, say, the names apart. Say, first name Mike,
last name Hunt.
Right.
All right,
okay.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Hang on a second.
At Target.
Hey, can you pay somebody for me? I'm kind of in a rush. Look for my brother. His name's Mike. My brother.
Mike.
Mm-hmm. Hunt.
Mike.
Hunt. Last name Hunt. Sorry.
I love this thing. Yeah.
Hey, Gary, can you get a mic on the front of the store? It's already bleeding.
I find it hard to believe that Philadelphia has only rewarded us with 18th place ratings for this type of radio.
He's not holding the phone up, I don't think.
Here?
No. Disqualified. Sorry. Everybody on hold, you hear that? You got to hold the phone.
Did you hear it?
You got to hold the phone up.
Yeah.
So we can hear what's doing. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio Gods.
Hi, who's this?
Jason.
Jason, what store are you in?
Walmart.
Walmart, yes.
Very good.
My store. All right, go for it.
Okay, let me walk up to the desk here.
We're not going to revive this debate, are we?
You know who's on my side, though?
Who?
Excuse me.
Right there.
I'm supposed to pick my brother up here. Can you pay him for me? Because I can't find him. Mike? Mike Hunt?
What year's your car?
Hunt.
93.
To show all my stuff.
Nissan?
Mike Hunt. Yes, you can. To one of your brothers waiting here. Thank you.
I didn't hear it over a PA. I'm sorry. And you know what?
Not
I think we've explained the instructions.
Now,
Mike, last name, Hunt.
That's exactly what you have to say. Mike, last name, Hunt. And I agree. That didn't sound like it was on a PA.
No, right.
Definitely like it wasn't on a PA, like at a big star, like store like Target.
Right.
Shannon.
Yes.
Hi, honey. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm at Walmart in Clinton.
Walmart. All right, go for it. Now, remember, you got to say first name, Mike, last name, Hunt.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Shannon in the morning. I don't think, Rob.
Could be. All right, they're doing it right now.
Mike Hunt.
No.
What is wrong with people following instructions?
I'm sorry?
Disqualification.
No, Chopper.
Disqualification.
Okay, now listen.
Sorry, if people are not going to pay attention.
Yeah. When you go up, you don't want to tip them off. You want to say, first name Mike, last name Hunt.
I mean, we've said it three times. We will not accept anything else.
You have to say the first name, last name part.
God. Hello, Joe.
Yes.
Hi, buddy. What store are you at?
I'm at the CVS in Ashburn.
Okay, now.
Nice intimate little store.
Do you understand when you go to the back to the pharmacy?
I understand perfectly.
First name, Mike. Last name, Hunt. Go for it, man. We'd love to give you $100.
I'm looking for an elderly neighbor of mine to pick up a prescription. I think he's at the store. First name, Mike. Last name is Hunt.
There.
That's how you do it.
How you doing?
Could you hear it?
No, but I heard him go boop, yeah, but it was just, it was...
Can you repeat that, please? Can you repeat
He's going to get a repeat.
Hey,
now, ladies and gentlemen, this is, even though it was a faint PA...
That's a winner.
This is textbook.
That's
the way you do it.
That's a winner. That's $100. Hold on.
Thank you.
That's $100.
But it helps to hold up the phone.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kelly.
Kelly, what store are you in, Kelly?
Giant grocery store.
Ah, greater than the Giant. All right, Kelly.
Make sure you hold that phone up after you do that.
And Kelly, okay. don't forget, it's first name Mike, last name Hunt.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Why do we love this so much? Everybody
knows. I love listening to you guys.
It is a great one.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, there's one person in front of me.
I see on the screen you're calling from Philly. That means you are...
I'm the legacy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, baby.
There you go. Part of the legacy.
Yeah.
According to Doofus Program Director Tim Sabian. Do you want that to be your legacy?
Maybe not.
And you know, whenever you're in a store and there's one person in front of you, aren't they always the person with...
Yes.
20 questions, saying in pennies...
Yeah. Refunds.
Questions.
Well, it pisses me off.
Can I get a rain check?
Is the person that's figured out, actually it's a good scam, but it gets me mad. When you're back to trying to get your meds, and there's someone who has figured out that you don't have to wait in line up front,
Right.
You like a basket full of like cotton balls and all the other stuff you buy at CVS.
Right.
You just go back to the pharmacy where there's not a line.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but a lot of stores are saying due to the high volume of customers, we will only ring pharmacy items.
Medication.
So they're starting to put signs up. They've caught on.
That's the man wising up.
Is there an elderly? Is it an elderly person in front of you now?
Yes.
Probably with lots of questions.
How close? How close? How many years do you estimate this person has to live?
Left.
Yeah.
How many years?
Yeah. How many years left?
I'd say eight. Maybe.
I just like talking to this lady.
8 days or years?
Oh, wow. Okay.
She should go ahead and get the refill for 30 pills instead of 9.
Someone call for a doctor.
Is it possible to get somebody paged?
There we go.
Okay. I can't find him anywhere. She's going to page someone for me.
All right, good. Don't forget first name, last name.
So if he didn't go out to the car yet, he's still in here. I just can't find him. But with the page, maybe we'll meet up somewhere.
Good story.
This is such a good game.
It's a great game.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, you.
I'm hanging in there.
Have you given a name yet?
You know, even the waiting is the good part. Just hearing it's on the store.
Fun to listen.
Because you know people are really in stores.
Yeah.
You can't duplicate that sound. Is the old person still monopolizing the pharmacy?
No. Someone stepped in that spot.
Oh.
Someone cut in line?
Yes.
Inappropriate.
Raw.
Could you maybe be assertive and say, excuse me, I need to get someone paged.
It's my brother, Mike. Yeah, I thought he went back out to the car. He's not out there, so he might have come back in.
A lotto or something going on.
There's a lotto tonight?
I don't know, man.
What the hell is going on here?
Very chatty.
Somebody else went water to this. Mike, our last name, Hunt.
That's how you do it, honey. Way to go.
Hey,
bravo!
Okay, I'll stand here and wait and see if he shows up.
Best one yet.
There you go.
You win.
Kelly,
Thank you. Enjoy
your $100. Thank you for listening
to the
show.
All righty, bye-bye.
That's how you play the game.
Oh, man, that was great. It was worth the wait.
Yeah, our lines were jammed up. We could have done that with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 14 more people were standing by to play the game. That's all the time we have for it today.
We got to do that again real soon.
Yeah. I love that. The Mike Hunt PA game.
Fantastic. I love that.
And even better, I know tomorrow we'll get a call. Always the day after we get a call from someone saying, you're not going to believe this, but I was in that store.
In the store.
Go ahead. I heard him being paid. All right, nice one, you guys. Very well done. Yeah, nice.
Hey, you know,
nice.
And I got to tell you, there is no greater moment than when that game is played. It was played with another name. When you're with a group of people and everybody gets it. And I was one Thanksgiving Eve in Reagan National Airport with a bunch of college kids waiting to go home. And somebody paged Major Woody.
Major Woody.
Major Woody. And to see everybody crack up simultaneously was just a beautiful moment.
This is a beautiful thing. And now let's go right to the news cubicle.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
As a world by the tail.
During the news in blackface tonight.
Russian general?
Wild. Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and the comments today?
Today, the MP3 debate continues. Now Madonna's hacked about being hacked.
Oh, Christ. Is this gonna make that guy call in again, the guy that got into it with me yesterday?
Maybe. Yeah, what kind of legacy is that? Huh? Madonna?
We got a break, Tim.
Stay tuned for news and comments. Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
How about your legacy? Quit for me.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Circumcised.
and damn proud of it. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, take a look at that. Time for Buzz's news show right now. Buzz, brought to you by Veramax. Sexual pleasure performance enhancer. It's doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor.
Clinically tested. Clinically tested.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
I'm reading it off the card.
And it's true.
Doctor developed. Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax 1-888 try. VMAX. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Last week, Madonna lashed out at the people who share music on the Internet. Someone had posted every song from her new CD, American Life, which wasn't supposed to be released until today.
Blasphemy.
Madonna fought back by giving the file-sharing websites decoys. Her people posted MP3 files that looked like her music, but when played back were a continuous loop of her saying, "What the F do you think you're doing? What the F do you think you're doing?"
You know, first off, you got enough money, Madonna, so shut up.
Yeah.
And for the guy that called me yesterday with the MP3 argument, at least in my case, all of the songs that I downloaded, or actually that my son helped me download on my MP3 player, are all songs that I own CDs to.
You purchased, the artist got paid.
Yeah, so... Back off.
Yeah.
Yeah, boogaloo.
Back off. I wish I had that.
Yeah. Back off.
Boogaloo. I said, back off. Boogaloo.
I said, back off.
Boogaloo. And about Madonna?
Yeah.
I believe the Mays said it best.
What did they say?
She went from a pistol-packing mama.
The lady has moves.
To a woman in vogue.
And she'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will run us right out of our town. Madonna! Well, after she put up this loop of what the F do you think you're doing, one of the people who share files on the Internet fought back. They hacked her website and posted the words, "This is what the F I think I'm doing." Madonna's people then took her website offline for 15 hours to make things right again. They deny she engaged in this battle for publicity.
Hey, you want to hear one of the greatest disc jockeys ever?
Sure. Madonna!
Oh, the Maze?
Hour 95, Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has the moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95.
Madonna!
Power 95 with Maze. Hi, who is this?
I didn't tell you.
Big.
Why?
Big.
Do I know you?
Oi,
yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Many times?
That rounds it off to
many
a
times.
Thousand.
I don't recognize the voice. Okay, is this Marianne?
Oh.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Michelle?
No.
Are you Katie?
No.
Stud.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
Because of you.
What are you doing?
I'll be right over.
I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over.
Bob.
Jesus Christ. Man, you know, it has been a long time since we heard the worst disc jockey in the world.
I could listen to him all
Leave
day.
That out for tomorrow.
David.
It's been like 5 years since we've bothered to listen to that.
Oh, oh, I love that guy.
MP3s, hello, Stevie.
Yo, this is Stevie in Sacramento.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, you guys, that whole MP3 thing is a bunch of garbage. Like, basically, you've got MP3 as one format. You got WAV files. You can copy on to MPEG. You can put audio on to any different format you want, and you can transfer it back and forth. It's no big deal. That guy's tripping out. He's pissed off. He's not getting paid in New Jersey.
Oh, the guy from yesterday? Yeah. The computer guy, right, gotcha. Joe, hi, Dynamite.
Yeah, I gotta say, I work for an ISP company, and the bandwidth that's taken up by all the file sharing just leads one to ask, where's your BM detector now?
Yeah, that's the guy. Ladies and gentlemen, he's got a higher voice, and that's our guy.
That's our
and he's
man.
Sleuthing us today.
That's our man. Nice
guy. There
going.
He is.
The burper guy.
It just leads you to understand the way he talks.
Hello, John and Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I just, about the whole download music thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done it. I think we've all done it some, but you got to admit, it does kind of suck for the producers of these music.
No, listen,
not necessarily.
I disagree, especially if Jesus Christ.
If you buy it like you said you did, then that's a different story. But if not, you know.
But you know what? There are a lot of people like me that are out there that aren't up on the technology, that still go to record stores and buy CDs, and they're still making a ton of money.
Trust me. Do you know how much...
I find it.
Do you know how much it costs the record company to press a CD?
I know. The CDs are nothing. I do know that.
Okay. So just consider that. Consider how you're being raped every time you buy a CD. If you need to balance that out...
Don't you think that the record companies would really...
if you're concerned about Hootie and the Blowfish, you know, going broke
right
because you've downloaded their songs, don't worry. They've raped you 14 million times already, well, you idiots that bought that first record.
I agree, gentle persons.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello, Rhonda?
Hi.
Help me.
Now, here you go. Here's Rhonda, who downloaded the Madonna story you were talking about, Buzz.
Oh, very good.
That's right, because I'm not going out and spending $20 on a CD that I can download.
Right.
And I totally agree that if you can do it with DVDs, if you buy them online, why can't you do it with the music?
Did you get the tape of her saying, what the F are you doing?
No. Ah. No, I didn't. I'm going to go home and try it again, though.
Oh, good for you.
All right. Thank you, honey.
Thanks. Right.
But what she just said, though, is wrong. Yeah, especially if she plans to burn it on a CD and never buy the music. Yeah, that would be, I think, a kind of stealing.
I mean, you do get to a point.
Except for the fact that she's not doing it for commercial use.
Yeah,
just for herself.
And that's where I line up with Buzz. That,
well, why would anybody ever buy a record?
Exactly.
Well, then why would people bother taking the time to go and spend the money in a studio?
Right now, for instance...
I'm not talking about Madonna. Okay,
What about when... even when I was a kid, I did this. When, WZOK, my local AOR station, would say, Seven Sides at 7. Tonight, we're going to play Led Zeppelin 5.
Right.
All the way through with no interruptions.
Mm-hmm.
I would tape it.
Sure, everybody did.
I would tape it.
I was talking, to the nth degree. You know, if you took this all the way, where the technology gets to the point where anything you get off your computer, I mean, you can have a perfectly acceptable CD of everything that's ever been recorded or released.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but you'll never get the packaging.
Yeah.
Laugh if you will.
Not everybody
has. Matters to some people.
Not everybody has the technology. I mean, I guess my question is always only this, because I mean, I don't even do this. I don't even know about it. I mean, but I'm just asking a question from a point of naivete here is, could this conceivably eliminate the recording business?
That's what they'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
No.
Because,
hold on, Joe.
Okay.
Because there are so many people still like Mike who would go out and buy a record. And even like me, I just got turned on to MP3s, and I know my kids had them, but I'm also in Rob's camp that a lot of these songs that I've downloaded, I'll still go and buy the CD because I want to have the CD and the original packaging on my wall.
Most of it's for convenience, you know, to pop in your MP3 player. In most cases, we own the music already.
And now here is Joseph Ardinger.
Joe. I'm in your camp on that as well. The album is a piece of the artist to give to the fans, and the fans want to buy it. However, I want everybody to remember that the artist gets paid because these albums are bought before they're put online. The artist gets paid by the company. All you're doing is sticking it to the man.
The company.
So steal all the music you want.
Joe. We have finally found a topic Joe is really passionate about, next to pot and booze.
Don't forget also that you pay for your internet server, so you're already paying somebody to get online to do it. And most of these companies are owned by umbrella companies like Viacom. So really,
they're
getting paid.
Watch it.
Blasphemy!
Watch it. Get out of here, Joe.
I'm not knocking.
As soon as you say, get out of here.
Go.
Get out of here. Watch it. And incidentally,
Well, you know what? I think then you should get the music companies charging the servers and charging the people that provide you pass it along to the public.
Exactly.
The pubic.
And another thing is that an MP3, although it's very small, still not the quality of music that you get when you buy it first generation.
Okay.
So you take a small hit there,
and
not unlike taping an LP in days of yore.
Very good.
Speaking of Viacom, three cheers for Mel. How about it?
Huh? Yeah. Have you heard those stories lately?
Yes. Well, no.
Heard them.
I'm talking about the latest one.
Yeah. What's the latest one?
The latest channel we've taken over.
Which one do we get?
Comedy Central.
We've got Comedy Central?
Yes.
Okay, don't edit it. Like, make it like an HBO. Okay, please do that.
You got that in your stats?
It'll be coming up. More details to come.
No. Do it now. Do it out of order. Be wild, Buzz.
Okay, doing it out of order?
Be wild, out of order.
Speaking of Comedy Central, that's now part of our parent company.
Yay!
Yay!
Viacom, which owns CBS, MTV, Paramount Pictures, and this show, to name a few, has just purchased the part of Comedy Central that had been owned by rival corporate giant AOL Time Warner.
Yay!
The price was just over $1 billion.
$1 billion. A tidy sum, Mr. Kermit, sir.
Who would guess that Comedy Central was worth $1 billion?
And that's just for 50% of it.
But please,
if you're going to do anything with Comedy Central, you're going to make it a smash. Remove the censorship.
Please do that.
As long as it has commercials and is considered part of basic cable, they have to live by certain standards.
No, but here's the deal.
Premium. They made it premium. It's comedy. You can't edit comedy.
But how come, Buzz, I've seen, for instance, on TNT, mm-hmm. which is the same deal, mm-hmm. commercials and everything,
right.
they say, tonight, mm-hmm. uncut,
right.
The Godfather. And they do, right, they play commercials and everything,
right.
but the deal is, it's got the F-bomb, it's got the S-bomb.
Just like Schindler's List was a very controversial thing to show on ABC, if it's considered art, they can get away with it in those rare cases, if it's considered a work of art.
All right, well, I can. All right, here's the argument to that. Okay. They did, on TNT, they did the same thing with Top Gun.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you.
There's nothing
you
can argue about you Top Gun.
You can basically consider anything. A work of art.
Sure.
Yeah, and we should be considering more things art than I left something upstairs today that I considered a work of art.
What about the Bill O'Reilly show?
Oh, that is a work of art.
I disagree.
Yeah. He is an artist.
I disagree.
He paints with a very broad brush.
He's a fake newsman.
Well, if you can consider what Mike left upstairs art,
yes.
then by very definition, the Bill O'Reilly show is art.
That's why this gentleman is brilliant.
I asked Bill O'Reilly earlier today, fake newsman Bill O'Reilly, I asked him his opinion of women.
What'd he say?
If you had to summarize a woman in one word, what would it be?
See? Wow, there you go.
You heard him.
You've heard the evidence.
Do you mean...
See?
Right?
Wilhelm O'Reilly.
Screw the establishment,
uh-huh.
use drugs,
right.
get a gun,
right.
call women bitches,
Good.
Hoes, mm-hmm. disrespect everybody,
yeah.
and you'll still do okay. And again, you like to call women...
See?
Okay. I'm with you.
Well, Viacom's goal of world domination is paying off, at least for the executives and stockholders. The conglomerate posted a net profit for the first quarter of this year with net earnings of $443 million.
Yay!
That's a nice turnaround from last year's first quarter net loss of just over $1 billion. The company's revenues now stands at $6 billion.
But still, everybody in this company, remember, no pay increases until October.
No right. way. Freeze. Some of our most seasoned reporters say they wish they could have covered the war in Iraq. Walter Cronkite, Andy Rooney, Morley Safer, and Ed Bradley, each having done battlefield reporting.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Tell Reuters News Service that this war was different. Cronkite says he would have gone to Iraq if he weren't 86 with a bad ankle from playing tennis. Rooney, who grumbles about everything, says he regrets not being there. They all say they would have enjoyed working with today's news-gathering technology and being embedded with the troops, something they were not allowed to do during the Vietnam War, although Cronkite points out that the word embedded sounds too much like in bed with.
I was watching Geraldo last night. I don't know how that guy comes back from Iraq and, like, does his show on Fox.
Unashamed.
Like nothing happened.
Right.
I'm Geraldo. Good evening.
You ever hear that promo that they run the radio again?
From the streets of Caracas, I'm Geraldo Rivera.
Douchebag.
Yeah, really. Catherine Zeta-Jones has given birth to a girl.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I bet it was sexy.
You know, I'm about to throw you out of the window.
For back. For back. That's one of the things on SNL.
Yeah.
I'd die. The guy, Will Ferrell, did an awful Alex Trebek.
Uh-huh.
But whoever did the Sean Connery.
Right? Daryl Hammond does it.
Yeah.
And it's so good because it's... Hold on. Let me just... My kid knows them all. This is another thing we've done. We have MP3s of these of... Alex Trebek
pictures, right?
yelling at Sean Connery on SNL.
Wow.
Bart knows some of the best. Hey, hi, baby.
Hi, sweetie.
Is the boy there?
Yeah, hold on.
Put him on. We watch these We've watched them like 100 times.
Right.
And every time we watch them, we laugh our asses off. Hold on. I'm going somewhere with this. Sean Connery. I mean, there's not much you can say on Saturday Night Live these days.
That's funny.
That's truly funny.
Yeah. That's funny, though.
Hello.
Hey, bud.
Yo.
We are just discussing Sean Connery.
Yes.
Give us a couple of those great ones that we have on the computer. The computer, especially the one about...
Do you want me to play it? Or?
No. Just do it. Just do the part. Do the one about the rapist.
What?
Do the one where... about the
Today's my lucky day. I'll take the rapist for four. Mr. Connery, that is therapist.
All right, what's another one, bud?
You drink water out of this. Ding. I love a glove. That's incorrect. Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm waiting. Keep going. Come on.
Really, not so funny. I don't...
What's the one about the cow or a dog?
Okay. This is what a dog says. Ding. Moo. That's incorrect. Well, that's what your mother said last night, Trebek.
I remember that one.
No, you are all idiots. We would have accepted bow wow or rough. Ah, how your mother likes it.
Wow. That's the one where he starts dissing. I remember that, dissing Alex Trebek's mom.
But what's the one where he talks to him about Alex Trebek's clothes?
He starts for like 10 minutes. It's like for 2 minutes, he's like, Trebek, that's a nice suit. That's wool. Wow, must have paid a lot. No, actually, it was quite reasonable. Really, where'd you get it? And he gives him the number and everything. He goes, I should check this out. Do you think they have it in a men's size?
It's great. We've got all of those on the computer. All right, bud, I'll see you tonight.
I also have Brian Fellow on the computer.
I know. I'm Brian Fellow. All right, bye, bud.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. I mean, really, we go nuts. We've seen that. The guy, who is it that does Sean Connery?
That's Daryl Hammond.
Right on. Yeah. Right on. Your mother.
The 32.
Mike, I know you do a great Sean Connery.
Thank you very much.
And we'll do it very soon because you got to
turn around and say, who does Sean Connery? It's like, you know, proud of that, you know.
But no, I didn't. I mean, on,
I understand,
on
I
Saturday
understand.
Night Live.
And rarely do I do that. Rarely do I
on
do that.
Saturday Night Live.
But I'll tell you, I just think that I do a better Sean Connery than Daryl Hammond, and I've always thought that. Thank you.
I just read a quote, as a matter of fact, from Sean Connery.
Yes.
He's getting so senile.
Sean Connery's getting seen now?
Yeah, it said, here was the quote. I was offered the role in Lord of the Rings.
Right.
But I didn't understand it, so I turned it down. I was offered the role in The Matrix, but I didn't understand it, so I turned it down. Whatever this new movie is that he's doing, he says, I don't understand the role in this either.
I don't understand the role.
But I got screwed on The Matrix and Lord of the Rings, so I'm doing it.
That's right. It's early senility.
Mike,
yes?
You are still America's favorite mimic. Uh-huh. I did not mean to slight you in any way.
I thank you, but I'm going to tell you something. I'll be crying all the way home.
Don't be.
No, it's not because of that.
Oh.
It's because I weigh 292.
Just thank you, Don. Just tell me what to do if they kill one of mine.
Very good. One of yours?
Yeah, you remember the line?
Buzz is trying to play with you now
we kill one of yours.
There you go.
Right. They bring a knife, you bring a gun. One of them shoots you, you put one of them in the morgue. That's the Chicago way. Thanks for the setup, but I completely forgot the line.
It's a long time since we played the Sean Connery game with Oscar-winning movies and types of cheese.
Not today, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi there.
Hey.
This is Mike. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
I remember two of the ones from SNL.
Yes.
One of them, he says, I would take swords for 400. And he says, that's S-words, Mr. Connery.
Swords, right, S-words.
And the other one was, I would take anal bum covers for... And he says, that's album covers.
One of the few things left on Saturday Night Live that was funny.
Yeah. Fall on the floor funny. Buzz,
yes?
Hold on, please.
All right.
More news, more comments. A full segment, you'll notice, everybody.
Yeah, that's good.
Right after the
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
freedom from constipation. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, I know when we started that Sean Connery thing, mm-hmm. you had something about Zeta Jones.
Right.
Did she squeeze out the baby?
She did indeed, a little girl. The 33-year-old Oscar-winning actress bore the child Sunday morning at a hospital near the home she shared with her husband, Michael Douglas.
There it is.
Baby weighs 6 pounds, 12 ounces. Both mother and daughter are doing well. Married 3 years, Catherine and Michael also have a 2.5-year-old son, and he has a son from a previous marriage. He's 58.
He just tears that thing up.
Yeah, lucky man.
He just tears... hold on, Mike, you requested it the other day.
Yes.
Joining us now on the telephone, major effing star, Dennis Murphy.
Well, there he is.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm fine, Dennis. How are you?
Hey, Mike, I want to congratulate with you also.
Dennis, F you.
No.
Is this a fat thing?
No.
Is this a fat thing? You're going to talk about my weight?
No.
Is that what you're going to talk about my weight now after this?
No, I'm not. No, Mike.
Don't start a sentence with no.
Goodbye.
That's what he called about, right?
Yeah.
You asked the other day when Tom was here. How come Dennis hadn't called, though?
Yeah, what a mistake that was.
What do you think we'll lose first? Will you lose weight or will he lose teeth?
Teeth.
Interesting battle. But that's what he was... Dennis, I just know that's why I got upset. I knew that. That was... We went through that in the show earlier.
Teeth.
It's convenient for you to call.
It's not to put down a mic. It's because I know Dennis loses a tooth every week.
Wow. On a week.
And every bites into something hard like potato.
All right, Dennis. I'm sorry I yelled at you.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Kelly Ripa is back from her maternity leave. She was gone 7 weeks to give birth to her third child, a boy. She returned to the show wearing a slinky black dress, prompting Regis to comment, "You've got a new hairdo and new body too."
Yeah, she got the teeth fairy came to see her, and
she is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, you just sit there and look at her, and she's one of these wonderfully gifted women.
Hey, it's a lady
that gets better looking, you know, with having kids and getting older.
Although down there, you know, she's got to be all stretched out. She's got to look like a manhole cover that's got like the you know those.
What the hell happened down here?
Those big sawhorses, those big orange sawhorses with the big lights on them and stuff.
Take a look at that. My God.
Unless she gets the honeymoon stitch.
There's a whole
God, honeymoon
she's
stitch.
She's squeezed. That's her third yeah. She's squeezed out, though.
A stitch for each one.
Nah, come on. She's looser than... never mind.
A manhole cover. The former Beach Boy Al Jardine is being sued.
Well, no. Manhole covers generally, except for the one on our parking lot, are very tight.
Mm-hmm.
She's looser than Lisa Herndon. Wow.
She's looser than Caesar's Palace slot machine.
There you go.
former Beach Boy Al Jardine is being sued for using the band's name when he tours. Brother Record says it owns the name and that Al can't use it, even though he owns part of that company. In fact, Al actually tours with the name Beach Boys Family and Friends. But the company says only Mike Love has the legal right to use the name Beach Boys. No comment from either side. This legal battle has been simmering for 5 years now. Jardine's suing back for $4 million in damages.
You know I am a Beach Boys...
the biggest.
...fanatic. You know I've got everything ever released.
Yeah, and I'm just curious how much money has been stolen from those guys over the years that they have to keep
here
going
now,
on.
Here now is... I think it's how much they put up their noses and how much they smoked.
Probably.
I don't think anybody's stolen from them. I do have a copy, though, of Al Jardine's Beach Boys as opposed to... Mike Love's Beach Boys,
right.
Both of them without Brian Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
You be the judge.
From the valley they say you are.
Which one is this?
Al Jardine.
Your bright eyes and sweet smile, for they say you are taking the sunshine.
That's pretty good.
Right in the pathway a while.
And now let me show you, by way of comparison, Mike Love's Beach Boys.
Oh, I don't know why I love you like I do. Oh, I don't know why, but I do. Oh, I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, but I do. La 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 la. Romance it goes.
They're indistinguishable,
right?
Neither's good without Brian. They shouldn't sue each other.
And then finally, here's the original Beach Boy. It's Brian Wilson,
right? All right,
by himself. Here's what he sounds like. He's doing solo concerts. Brian Wilson.
Say baby, hey. Girls say,
See, because you thought I'd come back one more time with a...
No, I knew you well enough. I had no idea what you were going to come back with, but I knew it was going to be something different. That's why you are a great entertainer. Because I knew you'd come back with something different, and I had no idea it would be Dustin Hoffman.
Well, the cable TV networks would like you to think about them when you're looking for late-night programming, especially if you're a younger man. The cable nets are now going after a piece of the action formerly reserved for the likes of Letterman and Leno. The Cartoon Network began to pick up some late-night steam once it expanded its Adult Swim cartoon block from 2 to 5 nights.
Adult Swim on Cartoon Network.
Now 5 nights a week.
That's right, Adult Swim. Forget Letterman or Leno. Adult Swim on Cartoon Network. That's a fun happening right now. Futurama on Cartoon Network.
It's helping them. It's getting ratings. In fact...
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Cartoon Network
do you
announcer.
Like Cartoon Network?
I do, especially
so
with
do I.
You as the announcer.
How are you?
I'm well, sir.
Good to hear it.
In fact, the cartoons, including Futurama, are beating Leno, Letterman, Kilborn, Carson Daly, and Jimmy Kimmel in the
Letterman,
ratings.
Leno, Kilborn, Carson Daly.
Kimmel.
None of them. Kimmel.
Now, that's in the ratings category for men under the age of 24.
24. And a great show on the Fox Network, starring Kiefer Sutherland, not on Cartoon Network.
And TNN, which is about to change its name to Spike, says it'll run Why even... Why are they doing that?
they want to be the all-men network, and people still think of TNN as the Nashville network. Changing it to the national network just didn't work out for them, so now they're going to call it Spike.
I never talk about this, a nickname I once had.
Really?
Spike O'Mara?
I had a nickname. No, not Spike. Immediately, you take it and you ruin it.
Not ruin it.
It was no Spike.
You called
Sully.
Me Spike.
Spike O'Mara.
No, it was never Spike O'Mara. It was always Spike.
Hey, Spike.
Spike was, it was in college, I think I had.
Spike. Uh-huh.
Spike.
Spike O'Mara.
It might have been high school, actually. I was Spike. They called me Spike.
Spike O'Mara.
It was due to my enormous penis. That's why they called me Spike. It was like a giant spike.
You know what the...
And pointed just like one.
You know, the Hispanics called you.
What?
Spick.
Yes, they did.
Spick on there.
And I love that. I welcome that. It was fantastic. I had a great time. Hey, Spike. Yes. What do you want?
Nothing.
How'd you like to join for Cartoon Network? So, hello, Tim Sabian.
CNN is about to change its name to Spike. It says it will run even edgier cartoons.
Legacy on the Cartoon Network.
Don't they call it like Scrote or Balls or something?
If Spike doesn't work,
Spike.
They may do that. But Spike says it'll run cartoons that are darker and sexier than anything we're used to.
I love sexy cartoons. I love them. More, I think they ought to make more of them.
Yeah, they will be. Watch
I
Spike.
Love it.
Just keep your eye on Spike.
Right, right.
Sex criminal. Dirty cartoons.
I do.
Perv.
Yeah, does that make me a perv that I like to
watch? Oh, absolutely.
Cartoons? There's something I like about the big wrists in a cartoon leg.
Do you ever J.O.?
To a cartoon?
Yeah.
Man, I think maybe like one of the ones on the Cinemax or whenever they run the real late night ones, like the
then you are
ones
a perv.
where you
are a perv.
Now, erotic cartoon art has always been very great.
Playboy's Vargas was the closest I came, but you said Betty and Veronica did it.
But
for
I was
you.
A kid though.
Well,
I mean, it was a kid.
You were a perverted kid, is what you were.
Only droopy for me.
FX, MTV, and Fox Sportsnet are also trying their luck at late night programming.
Great.
Paul McCartney says he doesn't know if it was right or wrong to invade Iraq, but he says it should have been done without cluster bombs. Those are bombs that spray smaller bombs over a wide area. Quoting him, it would be great to outlaw these cowardly weapons. After the war, it's civilians, mainly women and children, who get blown up.
Well, like his wife said, it would give us a leg up.
A lot of people agree there are other ways to do it, he says.
She didn't have a leg to stand on, though. I don't agree with her.
McCartney puts his money where his mouth is, donating a lot to charity that provides humanitarian relief for kids.
I remember his wife's name.
Yes?
Eileen.
You know the bomb he should worry about?
What's that?
Vanilla Sky. Have you seen that movie?
Not yet. I have it on TiVo.
Jesus Christ.
That's a very scary, bad movie.
That Tom Cruise movie where he wears the mask?
Right.
And the mask, incidentally, not as good as the guys wore on Mr. Personality?
No. No. But it's scary. Don't you think it's scary, the mask?
Tom Cruise's mask?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
No, I can see you in it.
It'd be better if the mask...
Hey! Don't make sure, hey!
It should be the mask from the Cher movie mask.
God. We are free-forming it now, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a sick
we
bar.
Are all over. This car is like going all over the road.
On Cartoon Network.
What's wrong with the car?
ABC says it won't say whether it'll have...
Rob is falling down.
Do you think Tim will fire me on the way home tonight?
He'll call you and fire you. And if he does, we'll talk about it tomorrow because we won't be fired here.
Right. Cartoon Network.
I'm Cartoon Network, Mr. Stubblebeard.
ABC won't say whether it'll have Monica Lewinsky back on The View. The network was showered with complaints yesterday after Monica filled in for Barbara Walters.
And golden showers?
And to promote her in some of them, perhaps. She was also there to promote her new reality show, Mr. Personality. One viewer wrote this to MSNBC. It was in very poor taste, and she wasn't even very good. She kept looking at her note cards, and she looked very uncomfortable, especially during the discussion as to why some people just can't lose weight. Don's wife, Frida, will not only want to attend this funeral, she may want to deliver the googly.
Is it mine?
The eulogy. No. It's the man who invented the laugh track. A guy named Charlie has died.
Now, Buzz, you know this about my wife, that she hates when I watch TV in bed, any show that has a laugh track.
Right.
Like Jerry Seinfeld or TV Land. Oh, and listen, stop this for a second. I have a serious comment to make. I know we're running out of time.
That's right.
I just want to say something. Nick at Night, in my mind, used to stand for something.
Right.
Nick at Night used to be a channel where you could go to watch what loosely could be termed classic television.
Yes.
What? Are you making fun of me?
You know, you're serious about it. Nick at Night, something very important.
Yeah, that's right.
Wings is not classic television.
I agree with that.
Agreed. Wings is USA Network fare.
Wings was probably cheap.
Wings is Channel 20 on a Saturday afternoon at 2:30. Wings ain't every night of the week on Nick at Night.
Did you even watch it when it was new?
Once in a while.
Horrible show.
Yeah, once
horrible.
In a while. Just do that like Crystal Barnyard.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Had a laugh track.
But I see I see the promo sometime when I'm watching TV Land where they're going like, Wings every night. I'm like, F you, Nick at Night. That's not what Nick at Night's about.
Well, pneumonia got the laugh track guy at the age.
So noted.
Sorry, Mike.
That's all right. 93. Good point. That's important, though.
It is to me.
Charlie Douglas was a technical director on many of the live shows in TV's early days. It was his idea to start recording the laughter so it could be used in the soundtracks of other shows.
I always wanted to meet the guy that was that laugher on that show. Well, he's like the whole Mary Tyler Moore thing. Rhoda.
He laughed like Ricky Ricardo.
Yeah. The CBS laugh track was recorded in one episode of the Red Skelton Show.
Red
late
Skelton.
40s.
And that was the guy.
So whoever it was, he was at the Red Skelton Show.
All right. In sports, the Washington Redskins will open FedEx Field this weekend to fans who want to watch opening day of the NFL draft. The team, the cheerleaders, and the band will be there. And the big news is free admission and free parking.
But not free food.
Of course not.
And let me just...
Are you going to be out there for your draft show?
Yes, I am, Mike. This Saturday at 6. Or rather noon. Starting at noon, going till 6.
Uh-huh.
6 hours. 6 hours of draft coverage. And nice to know that the flagship station of your Washington Redskins, WJFK, they're going to have Larry and I, like boys in the bubble, doing the draft broadcast from the middle of the club level of FedEx Field.
Very good. I know you're looking forward to this.
However, I understand that the cost of getting a banner made was $70, so there will not be a banner saying, you're listening to Don Geronimo and Larry Michael,
scroll something
Redskins,
on a piece of paper.
Redskins Radio.
No need for that, but it certainly your time is... valuable also, and you can be there for 6 hours.
Well, I'm being paid a little more than $70 to be there for 6 hours, but hey, Al, you know, we're running too late.
Yeah.
Do it tomorrow. I'll call Alan on the air and ask him how come he won't pay $70 to have a banner made.
Great.
So when, you know, the money fans come by of the Redskins, they'll see that WJFK, the Redskins radio station, is there.
Well, now you've identified your location. You must share that again before we get off the air this week.
And also, keep in mind, the Redskins don't even pick till the fourth round.
Wow.
Which probably won't be till Sunday.
Well, pad.
Wow.
So it'll be 6 hours of padding.
Are you doing a show Sunday?
Yeah, I'm doing the show Sunday from Rob's son's christening.
Christening.
Christening. Yeah, the baptism.
That's christening.
My godson.
We are making him Christian.
There you go.
Cartoon Network.
Enjoy yourself.
We got to go, Buzz.
Yes, I know. And finally, in journalism school, they used to teach if a dog bites man, that's not news. If a man bites a dog, that is news. Well, Dateline Syracuse, New York, headline, man bites dog. It was a police dog, no less, who was trying to help the officer who was trying to throw Paul Russell Jr. out of a bar. The cop says he had to punch Paul in the face to get him to stop biting his dog on the neck. After a night in jail, Paul reported a broken nose and two black eyes, but
hurry up faster.
No explanation. Quoting him, I don't really remember. I was pretty drunk.
Faster.
I'm Buzz Burbank of the Donna Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Sorry, we're out of time. No. We gotta go.
Gotta go.
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow with the all new episode. Let me just quote Tim Sabian one last time today. What are we going to do? Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
sir. Good day to you, sir.
Hey, dude.
Rusty.
Would you quit, please?
Maybe we should.
Okay.
BM.
Eater. Tim.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.